Now recording.
Okay, summary of what happened last time.
No, story time. Before we do summary of last time, because I said I would tell a story. Sorry about not getting the recording and session notes up.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I'm a computer guy, which means I never do anything the simple way, so everything has to be complicated. and the resource that I use, or I was using to do the transcriptions of these audio recordings, is one that I'd used before for some like personal projects. And for those personal projects, like the videos that I was transcribing was only like, you know, 6 or 7 minutes long at the most. Mm-hmm. And it was really cheap to transcribe them. And I got a bill since last time we played for the provider who gives me the service, and it jumped from like $7 a month, which I was doing, to like $60. And I was like, what? Turns out that the software that they use to do the transcriptions is billed by the minute, and it's like a quarter
by
of a cent
minute? Good
per
Lord.
Minute, which is not a big deal generally, right? It's like 2 or 3 cents for a 6 or 7 minute video. But when you take five people's 4 hour long audio streams and then you transcribe them twice you're trying to figure out the process, I build myself into a little bit of a hole for that. So this is already the most expensive D&D session or campaign I've ever run. I'm not trying to cast guilt. Just that's why
that
was delayed.
You gotta read that fine print.
In true nerd form, I have found an alternative solution. I'm building a large language model locally on my machine and transcribing them on my computer for free. But that's why the recordings and transcriptions are delayed. Sorry about that. In other just like random like nerd news that you guys should know of this resource. I don't know if I'm going to be posting the notes and things in Discord anymore. Not that I don't love Discord and their new policies of age verification. I don't know if everyone's been hit by that yet. But instead, I'm started a wiki because I
really?
Am a true computer nerd. Well, yeah.
I told you you're a fucking nerd.
Yeah. It was in my wife's wedding vows.
I do remember that. I was there for those.
So if somebody wants to try it out, I'm pretty sure I got it working. My internet service probably is a little goofy, but if you just type clayton.condy.com or claytoncondy.com, my name, first and last name, which I guess only some people here know.
Wait, how do you spell your last name?
I'll just type it in general.
Thank you.
You should be able to get...
Hey, Clay, it just took me to a porn site.
You found my OnlyFans. you guys aren't allowed to be there. None of you are named Franny.
Hey, Clay, you might want to get that thing checked out over there on the left side.
Yep. It's the bulbous red growth on my testicles is what really gets the women hot for me. The only way to talk to Joe is
logo.
The tramp stamp is...
Oh, so you
choice.
Can see it. Cool. It is. I've only had this up for like a day, so it's very much empty right now. But in the future, I plan to like post immediately AI generated photos of how I envision a lot of the NPCs you guys meet. There's Victor Julian on there.
Wait, I could just draw them for you.
We could just draw them for you
if you guys want to draw.
Yeah, we could just draw them for you.
Yeah, the characters you don't know about yet. You can just draw them for me.
Why not?
I am not an artist with the time to be doing drawings and things. So
once upon a time, you had ambitions, Clay.
And time, but neither of those things exist much in my life anymore. I just want to stay alive. But there will be a section for session notes and the transcriptions and probably links to the recordings will be just posted there in the future. And I don't think I gave just normals... edit privileges, but if you guys want to edit the wiki to take notes in a shared fashion, I can definitely do that. Just let me know if there's any interest there. I have to figure out how to do the access controls for it, but it's doable. Admittedly, this was a very fun project to set up. And because you guys can see that, it also probably means that you guys will I almost had Foundry set up to do some like virtual tabletop stuff today. I don't think that I'm going to try to mess around with it for now. Joe and I was poking at it last night, and it's a little bit of a steep learning curve, and I'd really want to get into things.
It does a lot of things, but none of them particularly well.
It does a lot of things, and some of them do well, but they do it in a complicated fashion that you just, I need more time to play with it before I want to bring other people in. So, let me think. Is there anything else? New wiki, the recording delay. Awesome that everybody's here. Everybody should be level 4. I think that has old news. And cool. Yeah, does anyone want to summarize what happened last time? I know it's been a while.
I've got my notes.
You pet dogs.
We did. We pet dogs at the end. That's in my notes.
Yep. After spending a good 2 hours figuring out how we want to forge the ledger, we planted it. And
Joe was at work, and we took the time doing clerical work instead of playing without him. We were very gracious.
We discovered that the guy we already hated was the guy behind ordering the ledges. So, you know, not a lot of new animosity there. Just kind of same old, same old.
But then it looks like we've screwed him over, though. So, you know.
Then we went to breakfast with the king, where we found out he's kind of a shitty father. That's it.
Most kings are. I would guess.
Then we pet some dogs.
We pet some dogs.
So to fill in
the
gap,
the highlight of the session, we pet some dogs.
Hey, Joe, your audio is really reverby. Are you standing far away from your mic? Does anyone else feel like Joe's audio is just a little loose?
Yeah, I hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me see if the voice mod is just making things weird.
Fill in some gaps. We did get 500 gold from that drop we did with giving Benjamin DeMorris the fake ledger.
Taskbar didn't get any of that.
No, Maylee's holding on to all the money because we can't trust Taskbar with money.
Look. Not even allowed to look at it.
Nope.
The king also did warn us that the bodies we stowed in the trash compactor were found, so we need to be better at hiding any bodies on this ship.
And that's when we discovered that there are no windows on this ship, so we cannot defenestrate anybody.
All right, I'm going to step in. I don't know if it's a retcon or just what started out as a joke is I need to just clarify. There is exterior access on the ship, much like you would see on a cruise liner. But it's not so much windows that you could throw stuff out of, or even decks that you could throw stuff off of. Maybe you could. There are ways to access the exterior of the ship. You just haven't found them yet, is what we'll say.
I want to draw this ship so bad.
Do it. You know, when we started, I thought it was like a treasure planet-ass ship, but apparently it's just some tube.
I mean, it's like an ocean liner.
It's one of those balloons. You guys have spent... what are they called? Zeppelins?
A Zeppelin is probably the closest thing that... not a dirigible, that's something else, but yeah.
A catamaran?
That's a sailing ship.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, pardon?
And yes, the king's daughter named Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Is missing. She seems to be very sneaky and is good at dodging. And yeah, we found out pretty much up until 2 weeks ago when he retired, the king did not really have a relationship with her. Only his late wife did.
And then I asked him a lot of questions and it made him feel real bad about himself.
Yeah, he's really sad right now.
Yeah.
So but they were good questions to ask.
It's like, does she have any friends? What does she like to do? What's her favorite food? How old is she?
When's her birthday? Do you know?
Man, I'm not even encompassing the king right now, and my heart hurts a little bit because he doesn't know the answers. Okay, yeah, I think that's all a very concise summary of everything that happened. I'm going to start this session on the next day, actually.
Another day went by. 1 second, gotta check the list I'm compiling.
He's compiling lists. You guys wake up. Just like you have
some money from Maylee.
Huh?
I'm gonna need an investiture of money.
Okay. Your sin does have the 500, I believe, is what we decided on.
All right, I already made the Veterans King.
Yes, he turned my sword into the Veterans King, which is rad.
I also have a cane.
Oh, yes. Hey, David Humanman has unsheathed himself. In D&D Beyond, his character sheet actually reflects his actual character now. Everybody go and peek at David Humanman.
I see nothing. He's simply a human fighter.
Yeah.
I use my artificer ability, the right tool for the job, to create a loom. And I take apart all my blankets, and I create a cloak of billowing.
Ooh.
Common magic item.
Technically a way that I can stop you from doing that, and it's a nonsense item, and so I will allow that and say that you did
nonsense.
That. All it does is billow, right? Like it doesn't impose any sort of advantage.
And I give the cloak to Tashbar.
Yeah. Really? All right. Let it billow. Cloak of billowing.
Yeah. That's just fantastic. Make sure that this is in fact. Yep.
Look at him.
While wearing this cloak, you can use a bonus action to make it billow dramatically.
Amazing. I feel like it should add points to intimidation.
There's no mechanical benefit whatsoever. The second I let Joe do things without permission that give mechanical benefit, it will run afoul.
Yeah, very fair.
Now, anybody who wants dumb common magical items, just let me know and I'll put it on the list.
Quick reminder, actually. Sorry, point of order. The Sending Stone pair, I have one. Does Sam's character have the other one?
I think so. That last I know, I did.
Hey, David Humanman, can you whip up a couple of more Sending Stones so that I can...
No. Those are uncommon magical items. I need a week to work on those.
DM's sitting here trying to give you more things, and you say no. Okay.
I'm sorry. We also have to adhere to the rules, and uncommon needs a week.
First note of the night, Tashbar has bellowing cape.
Billowing. A bellowing cape is used by blacksmiths to make their forges get hotter.
That would be sick.
Does Maylee want anything? Maybe like a cloak of many fashions while the loom is still set up?
I probably already have a very extensive wardrobe with enough.
But all right.
Maybe I'll need it later. I don't know.
Craig, anything arbitrary and generally not useful?
I don't know. I can't think of anything. So,
Dread helm or
while wearing the cloak, you can use bonus action change the style, color, and parent. Oh, there's probably some value to cloak money fashion.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, let's see. You can use the action to change the style, color, and apparent quality of the garment. Cloak's weight doesn't change regardless of its appearance. A cloak can't be anything but a cloak. Although it can duplicate the appearance of other magical cloaks, it does not gain their magical properties.
I would like the cloak.
I will allow the cloak just because while it doesn't impart any hard numerical advantages, it's a cool storytelling mechanic that if you used it properly.
All right. Each of these magical items costs $100, 100 gold pieces in materials, by the way. So
I will donate the 100.
I don't know if I even have that much.
We
have 500 gold last time.
Yes, but Craig does not have any of that 500.
No, of course, you do. Well, it's technically Tashbar's money, but yeah, you do.
Technically, all of you are holding 50 pieces of my gold.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
What's the official cost on this process? What's the actual action that you're using?
Right, tool for the job. I should say.
So that just lets me fill in the blank for any tools I need.
Yeah.
And I already have a lot of them.
Class features. I'm just tinkering. Spellcasting, if you said it. It's just one of those. You just gotta play the most complicated character. It's fine.
Artificer's gonna artifice.
Yeah. That they will. You can figure that out. Unless you guys want to discuss more about inventory management before the day starts.
No, let's get into the day.
I want to get into the day. The day starts. You guys wake in your beds in your cabin, 8 a.m. Clock on the wall reads. And you awake. And the day begins. I'm going to let you guys take it from here, but this is where you're starting. What would you like to do?
I break open the side panel of the room. I try to wire myself into the PA system so I can just ask for Jenny.
If that's a serious request, you'll have to make a roll.
All right, what am I rolling?
To break into the side panel of the room is probably going to be some sort of strength check.
Okay, I need somebody with strength to do this for me.
Want to make a case for one of your artificer skills?
Taskbar will help out. I mean, this seems like a straightforward enough idea.
I look for the PA system in our room, and I ascertain...
There is no PA system in your room.
All right, I look for the nearest PA system in our hall.
Can I make an athletics check to carefully open the wall without doing too much damage?
If you wanted to carefully open the door, would it be an athletics check? I don't know if it would be an athletics check. It probably would just be a raw... Well, if you would like, yes, go ahead and make an athletics check to see if you can remove the side panel of the wall of your cabin on this cruise ship. This is normal behavior.
Well, it's in our private cabin.
Sure. No one's going to see it, that's for sure.
Right. And I'm trying to do... minimal cosmetic damage.
Okay, here we'll say 22. Yeah, okay. Taskbar, you peel back. You find the panels were expertly put together. They do not use any hardware, screws, or nails or the like. They're just pinned together using tongue and groove. And you're able to shimmy your dagger or kitchen knife that you have because this is a rental and you don't care about the utensils. And you shimmy the panel off of the wall. And behind the wall is a mini collection of pipes and wires.
All right. It's all you, David Humanman.
All right. Well, I identify the wires for the PA system.
The PA system, it is not wired anywhere near your guys' cabin.
And what am I wiring into?
That's a great question.
Probably the lights, right? Sorry.
Yeah. The lights to the ship. You see pipes that you see ether flux moving through.
I see that there's no PA system to wire into here, so I just go wire into the lights and I just set it to seizure procedure.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Love that.
make a tinkering check with your artisan's tools.
Intelligence plus proficiency for tinkerer's tools.
I would guess you have proficiency with tinkering tools being an artisan. So yeah.
10.
All right. Let's see. You go to manipulate the lights.
Oh, wait. I forget. I have a guidance. Oh, somebody down the hall just gave themselves a nasty shock. That's unfortunate.
You shock yourself to the tune of
12.
Three.
It's a total.
What?
I forgot to give myself guidance. It's a 12.
I'm sorry, but time is linear, and you tried to hack the wires before you rolled for guidance. So the 10 stands and you take 3 electric damage as you dock yourself on the light switch to your cabin.
That's fine. Combat's not a thing in this game. Huh. Well.
We fight half the ship this round.
All right. I recommend you get out of the cabin.
Yeah, I think that was a noble effort, but perhaps we could succeed as a team of four if we go around the ship and try to more discreetly find this Jennifer.
I will say, last session we left off, it's been 3 weeks, you guys said you had plans to go and investigate the special cargo that you had isolated from the cargo.
Oh, that's right.
And in my notes, I have you wanted to check out lot 504, 405, and 105, I believe.
Yes, we wanted to look at the special stuff we found in the ledger, see what it actually was.
Yes.
504, 405, and 105 were the things that you wanted to go and look at.
Wait, what was
hey,
it?
Hey, DM.
Yep.
Sorry. I'm kind of interrupting. How long does a ritual spell take to cast? I'm forgetting.
Anybody
ten
know?
Minutes. It's ten minutes.
Yeah. Before we leave, I'd like to ritual cast Find Familiar.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, that one does have a monetary component, though. He does need 10 gold pieces worth of charcoal.
David Humanman, if you begin to interject with the DM's rulings on players' actions, while I appreciate it, there will be consequences. I'm going to waive the material component in this instance and go ahead and ritual cast that.
There is conveniently a bag of charcoal in every room.
Real quick.
We can just make charcoal. That's easy. I start lighting things on fire.
Did we say lot 105?
Joe, describe to me how you make charcoal.
Okay, so I take the wood from the door I made from forever ago.
No, not David Hume, man. I want Joe the man to explain how charcoal is made.
Okay, so I make a kiln, and I carefully lattice fire into it, and I... wood into it, and then I light fire at the bottom so it can carefully steep the wood and heat it for... we might need 3 or 4 days.
That is an incorrect way of making charcoal, but... Taskbar, I heard your voice amongst the audio. What do you have to say?
I'm verifying you. Lot 504, I think, is correct. That's the special PE seeds.
The PE seeds. You said lot
505?
405, I believe you guys had isolated. The lots should still be on the cargo in the in-game. Yeah. 405 was the weapons system.
And 105. And
then 105 was mechanical components. David Humanman expressed interest in the mechanical components.
Yeah, okay.
Do you guys want to go look at those three lots before we do any hunting for Jennifer?
That sounds good to me.
Unless it looks super crowded.
I mean, she's already lost, so it's just like, you know, what's another few more hours?
It's a big ship.
Right.
She'll maybe turn up.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay. Where do you guys want to go first? And I guess, how do you suppose you will go about finding these pieces of cargo?
We know what bays they're in based on the number, right?
Within a degree, yes.
Okay. First, we have to...
Yeah, which one are we going to go to first?
Lot 105 is just one crate. It's 500 pounds. So it's a big crate. So that might not be too hard to find, right?
Probably not, yeah. We could start there.
And the weapons... The weapons are 5 huge crates.
Yeah. Those ones might be harder to get to. Just because of
versus
some of the less possibly guarded stuff.
Right. The PE seeds are 150-pound crates. They're probably smaller and easier to, I don't know, hide amongst other crates.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some good points. Where would you like to start?
I think we should leave the weapons for last.
So let's start with something, one of the other things, just because I don't want to, I want to find everything, and that one might be the hardest to get to.
Do we want to start with the seeds in 504?
Yeah, let's start with the seeds. And then if we have a hard time finding that, then the assorted mechanical parts should be much easier to find, right?
Okay.
So, lot 504, the PE seed on the cargo manifest. Make your way down to Cargo Bay 5, where you were just the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys want to start looking? Okay. You guys depart your cabin, and you make your way to the central pillar, and you make your way down to the lower deck. The atmosphere on the lower deck is a little bit different from the previous times that you had been here. There are... Actually, why don't someone, just one person, you guys can decide who, make a perception check.
I'm trying to remember everyone's perception. Mine's a plus +3.
Mine's a plus +2.
Mine's a +0.
I got a plus +1.
All right,
I got a rock. All right. Yurthson.
I mean, somebody could like provide you the help action, and I give you a thumbs up, and I give you guidance.
I feel so motivated.
So take an extra D4.
Taskbar, yeah, will work with Yurthson if that gives him the help action.
All right. Take advantage and give yourself 1D4 on top. Guys, got.
I will say, plan this. The help action is one of the best things about 5e. I don't think previous editions had this.
Oh,
I think in previous editions you had to like justify it a little bit harder. Should just type one / roll space one or what is it? 2d20.
2d20 k1 plus 1d4 plus whatever your modifier is.
Or
there we go.
Nice. Okay, so
19.
Is that how that number adds up? 14.
Oh, look, there's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Your dad's looking for you.
8, 9, 19. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So with the 19, you see Jennifer. She's just walking by. No. With a 19, you get the sense that it's very quiet. There are not as many people moving around down here as there were on previous days for a couple of entrepreneuring adventurers looking to steal things. Maybe this is going to serve you well. You notice a lack of obvious guards in the common areas of the ship. And you, let's see, 19, and that's all that you notice. So yeah, there's less activity than there are in previous days, and there are not a large amount of guards around to be seen in the common areas. Cool. You guys make your way to Cargo Bay 5, which, if you'll remember, housed all of the animals from before. Okay. For this next part, I'm actually going to throw us into a type of initiative, which you guys are all going to start on initiative 20, so there's not a whole lot for you to do. But I have some external things that will be happening in the background on different initiative orders. And you guys...
It's like environmental initiative?
Kind of, yeah. There's
things
like, you know, just because I want, you know, want you to fully grasp the mechanics here. Any guard patrols that exists, they will be acting on a particular order on the initiative order. Basically, I just need a way to control the flow of time. When it comes to doing things while we're in this, like, not combat initiative, but initiative order... your action. I'm trying to give you guys an action economy for non-combat scenarios. So mm-hmm. if there's something that needs to be done and you want to spend your action to help someone, that is going to take your slot in the initiative order. If there's something really important and you think everybody should make perception checks, everybody's going to make the perception check, and that's going to be your action for that particular run through the initiative order. Movement is going to be a little bit loosey-goosey, because I'm not going to like track you guys having to move. But I want to not have us saying that we're doing five things at a time just to get, you know, everything done before the guards show up. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yes.
So with that in mind, you guys are now at the door, the large bay door opening up to Cargo Bay 5. You hear the sound of animals, dogs, chickens, horses. And that's where you are. What would you guys like to do?
Do you guys want me to stay watch? That way I can, because I have the highest perception, so I'd be able to tell first if someone's coming, and I'd be able to deceive them because I have pretty high deception.
Sure. Can I ask a question of Clay first?
Sure.
Just on the find familiar spell. If I left my cat, he's a cat, at the door, would he
be able to keep... Is he a kitty cat? Does he dance, 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 dance? Ding?
No, cat? He is the fattest cat you have ever seen.
Oh.
His name is Balthazar, and he has a little wizard hat. If I left him by the door, would, like, because I can communicate with him telepathically, but I'm not sure if he can, like, keep watch for me. I'm
fine. Yeah. Familiar. Is so anyone they, more familiar?
So they do have their own initiative order. You could tell it to,
because I can see through its eyes or something like that. Like that's an action that I can do, but I'm not sure if I can just have him just warn me if somebody's coming.
Go ahead, Taspar.
I was just say, I'm familiar with the spell. I believe if he's within 100 feet of you, you guys can share. As long as Craig goes blind and deaf, he can use his familiar senses.
Sure. And I will. Well, yeah, I guess the question is,
you could set the cat to have a prepared action where if he sees somebody, he can meow or give you an alert. So that'd just be a prepared action.
Can a familiar push information to their host?
No.
Let me.
Or it's all triggered. On the player's action, on Craig's action, he could use his turn to use his familiar to scout at a different part where he is not, but it wouldn't get an extra action that Craig, you know, Sam could control.
So I would have to use the action to see through his eyes.
So I guess you'd unwatch, right?
The spell does say while your familiar is within 100 feet of you, you can communicate it with it telepathically. It does not say the other way around.
Yeah, I would say I'm going to play this a little bit loose and say that you can on the player's turn in this sequence, you can take actions on behalf of your familiar. Like move them around or have them be your eyes and ears. And I would even probably say that wouldn't necessarily require your full action.
Okay.
Like probably you guys do have action or bonus actions and reactions within reason for this portion. But I don't think your familiar is going to be able to do a search action on top of your search action, if that makes sense.
Okay. So, to Melee, I will just say, like, I can leave my cat here if you don't want to sit outside the cargo hold.
I need I need to clarify. Have they met your cat before? Because otherwise, that's a bizarre thing to say. Daniel Ocean is getting into the vault of the casino. And he's like, all right, guys, we're going to get in there and going to get all the gold. We need someone to stand by. Well, I have this cat.
I point my gun at it. I don't trust cats.
The group, and just in my arms is just the largest cat you've ever seen.
Amazing. Where did we find? Did you bring that in a suitcase?
Oh no, this Sir is Craig.
Where did you get that cat? That cat did not come with us onto the boat.
When I leveled up, I learned the Find Familiar spell.
Everyone needs to remember that David Huberman is extra cautious about random cats just appearing. They might be agents of the Unmade.
Why does it look like that?
Okay, leaving the cat at the entrance?
I'm fine with it.
Leaving Urithsyn at the entrance?
I'm fine with either. I think Urithsyn would be a good lookout.
I think everybody should just take agency for their characters. Communicate if you need to.
So with the cat, can it do anything besides warn us? Like, is it easy to see from the entrance, like, if we're looking around? Because my worry is the patrol comes by and they'll catch us in the act instead of, like,
yeah, perhaps, no, I got, the cat's a bad idea.
I got something. I take out like a bunch of random mechanical detritus from my pocket, and I fashion it together into a collar with a singular button on it. And I'm using my magical tinkering to create an item that can create a sound or a set of words of 25 or less. And it'll just say, "Somebody's here." Just really loud.
Won't that tell the guards?
And I put it on the cat.
We are here.
Well, do you have any better ideas on what it should say?
It's better if there's a cat outside. They'll be like, "Oh, that's a cat." But if it clicks a button and it says "Somebody's here," the guards will be like, "Oh, somebody's here," and this is their warning person.
That's a good point. I changed the text.
An advertisement.
There's nothing suspicious going on here.
Oh my gosh.
The princess is in a different castle.
Yeah, that.
My name's Commander Shepard, and this is the best cargo bay on the Citadel.
I love that game.
It's a great game.
It's so good. I don't know what you're talking about. Again with a friend.
I've not played the third one because I was unavailable when it came out.
Yeah.
And now I think my expectation for it is so high and the time is like past that it's aged so much that I'm afraid to play it because
they've done updates to it.
I believe so. And the Legendary Edition I hear is a very good faithful remake.
Yeah, me and my friend have been playing the Legendary one.
Okay. I have so many games. It's honestly just going to forever be on my backlog. But
The backlog just gets longer.
It just gets longer. Yep. Anyways. So far, I have it that David has made a tinkered toy.
Okay. It just says a really loud meow sound. And then I take the sending stone we have off of... cash bar, and I also affix it to the collar. So that way, when we hear from the other sending stone a really loud mechanical meow, we know that somebody's here.
Good plan.
I think that's cool vibes.
My cat can also meow.
Fine.
So you could just give the cat the sending. You give the cat the sending stone on its collar, and
you know what? No, I take both sending stones. I put one on the cat, and I put one on my mechanical mouse. Nobody gets a sending stone.
I take the mechanical mouse and I put it on my shoulder.
I'm gonna head in.
It's whiskers twitch with electrical energy that you are most familiar with.
Oh gosh.
We're going to move forward. I'm going to say on you guys' first action, David and Craig Coordinate on establishing the door guardian. Taskbar, what are you going to do for your first action?
I'm looking for this crate.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
How are you looking? Okay. Yurtsin's going to help you. I want the two of you to describe how you go looking, and that will let me set the difficulty for the search.
This cargo bay is full of animals, right?
Yep. And rows, like, so it's full of animals. All of the cargo bays you've seen so far have kind of looked like Costco's. Like rows and rows of shelves with, you know, boxes and goods from the ground up all the way to the top. You haven't looking very closely at like the signage, but you would assume that there is some sort of flow to.
I was going to ask if it was in numerical order.
I'll just give that one to you for free. Yes, each of the shelves has a 2-digit number on them. Starting with 0, 0, 1, 0, 2. Some of the shelves skip multiple numbers because they're packed more full with smaller items. Yes.
Sweet. We follow the numbers.
Yeah, I have no magical abilities. I'm just going to follow the numbers and be looking for a 50-pound looking crate.
Actually, okay. along that, I'm going to ritual cast detect magic.
You have already consumed your action for the turn, but if you want to do that on the next run, I will let you do that.
To ritual cast, I need 10 minutes, so I'll come back after like 60 rounds.
I will allow that under my... I have a general vibe of outside of combat, if you have a magic skill that you can utilize, I would allow that under that kind of rule. I don't know if you guys remember that, but... I want you magic players to use your magic and not worry about spell slots for this exact reason, because this is a situation where someone would cast detect magic or find item or whatever. Okay. I'm looking for that. What would it be? Perception? I always get confused still about the difference between perception and investigation.
Macro versus micro.
This isn't economics, Joe. What are you talking about?
I think
perception is wide. Investigation is specific, right? No, perception is noticing the things that you aren't looking for. Investigation is looking for the things that you are. Make an investigation check.
It helps me remember, like, elves are proficient with perception because they have sharp senses like hearing.
Yes.
Like
Spider-Man has high perception because of his spidey sense.
Right.
Sherlock Holmes has high investigation because he's
exactly
Sherlock.
Because of right, his exactly. autism.
Because of his autism. Yes. His autism.
probably accurate.
I mean, he says he's a high functioning sociopath in the BBC versions, and that's basically autism with
why are we gonna talk about the BBC version?
What's wrong with the BBC version?
First season was good.
They actually make fun of the BBC version in the movie version.
Oh, okay, stop this. We all have ADHD and autism, and we can't get to the interesting stuff. We are an hour into the session, and we've set up a ring camera and not looked at
it. That sounds about right.
Give David some credit. He shocked himself.
He did shock himself.
Yeah, I'm making progress here.
And waiting on that investigation check there, Taskbar.
Would it be better if I also wrote an investigation, or if I helped?
So this in the way the order works, you can either choose to help with your action, and that would give them advantage, or you can just look for it yourself. As a team, the meta would be everybody looks, but if one of you has a higher investigation and you want to give the help action to do a mathematical yerdy-derdy-derdy, that's allowed too.
What's your investigation?
A 2. I'm proficient, but like, if you want to use magic or do whatever, like, whatever Yurtsin is best at.
I could give you bardic inspiration.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be fine with that.
This is really funny to me because the two people who are looking have the investigation scores of 2, and the two people who set the cat up have a plus 5.
I'm proficient. My intelligence is just low.
Okay.
Just because we're smart doesn't mean we're intelligent.
I'll say this, with this ordering thing, if you don't find it on the first time, the DC will go down as you eliminate options and you can search again. Speed and power.
Am I just rolling a raw investigation?
No, I'm giving you some help.
Some inspiration.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I put my hand on your shoulder. I'm like, you've got this.
You got this.
No, together, Yurith, and we have this.
Yeah, we do.
Heart.
Fire.
They did not have this.
Did not roll with advantage. So roll a second d20. Or I guess, did your thin advantage or Bardic Inspiration? Oh, okay.
Well,
that one. I gave that one.
Why not both?
Whoever gets that one.
Why not both?
I'll say for your thin's bonus those. Action, your thin gave Taskbar Bardic Inspiration. And then for their action, they gave the help action. And so there's your advantage.
All of the help and advantage.
All right. Team.
Yeah. So your thin and Taskbar meticulously make their way down the section. 3-4 on the shelves, and they work their way down, and you can see, just like if anyone's ever been in a hardware store, they've got little tags indicating all the different bays that things are stored in. And you find bay 501, and you find bay 502, and you find bay 503, and then on a 20, it skips immediately to bay 505. And on a 20... I will tell you, Bay 504 is not in Cargo Bay 5's general vicinity.
We get to a spot and find nothing.
You get to a spot and you find nothing, and on a 20, I'm just going to let you say you've thoroughly investigated the entirety of Cargo Bay 5.
It's not in this Cargo Bay.
Bay at all.
The box that you are looking for is not in this Cargo Bay.
Oh.
And I would point to, on the cargo manifest for 504.
It belongs to both. Wait, not 504, so I had someone else.
Yeah, so 504. It has some special designations on it. Here, this will top off the 20, because 20s deserve rewarding.
Yes.
The special handling note on the cargo manifest, you dig into it. And it's got an R51 designation. And every piece of cargo on the manifest that was designated with R51 appears valuable in a way that it needed special handling, which means that it would not be kept with the general cargo in this instance, I'll say, specifically.
That same note with weapons. And the mechanics. It's on all three of them.
So they're all in the same place.
I don't want to mislead you guys. I took a jump before actually looking at the cargo manifest, and I thought that I had keyed the lot 504 as vault. Some of them do have the vault or the valuable designation.
I see. I mean, so lot 504 does have access key.
The designation R51 is a special designation. You guys found everything that was designated R51 anyways. With the Nat 20, like, take from it that the crate is not stored in Cargo Bay 5. There was special loading procedures for this particular piece of cargo.
Okay, so we got to look somewhere else.
Your princess is in another castle.
I would assume that
was the code word. Guys, we gotta leave.
I would assume that if it's valuable like that, it might be in a bank vault type of situation. Which I don't know if we know where the bank vault is. I assume that a ship of this size would have a locked vault to store valuables.
You would probably assume correctly. Um, I will tell you just on your own instincts that you believe that would be the case, that there would be a more secure cargo section of the ship. The other actions have been taken. It is your turn again. What would you guys like to do? Taking a time to like purview the ship or to go and ask someone would be a valid action.
Should we go look for one of the other cargoes and then hit the vault afterwards, or should we go look for the vault?
Dungeon Master, would it be a bad idea to split the party if, like, while this interaction, like, if it's going to remain in the same initiative, could we split the party initiative without too much problem?
Let's not split the party, but let's just act. Let's take more actions, and you can, like, quickly rip through as much or as little as you want.
Well, there's the cargo base that are labeled. So I'm looking at the map.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to read. What is in passenger cargo bay 2? Is that box?
Passenger cargo bay 2. Yeah, so the box car, the little tavern built into the cargo is in passenger bay 2.
Okay.
Cargo bay 5 is where cargo bay 5 was. I will say to the observant person, when I designed the map of the ship, there are three vaults that have thicker walls and a vault door on one of them.
What?
Okay, but we wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys would. I gave you guys the maps and the...
Oh, I see.
I want you guys to play with enough meta. I want you guys to play with enough meta that if I give you a document or... an infic map or something like that.
Gentlemen, it has come to my attention, thanks to my detecting of magic, that there appears to be a wall that just turns straight black in my vision because it's lead-lined, and it looks like it's at the front of the ship. We should probably go there.
Oh, that's a
I thought you were a normal human. How did you cast detect magic? I also don't think
that's how detect magic works.
It is on. I it is my glasses. My glasses have it. Look at it. Look through those. Yeah. Detect magic.
All right. He's like let's Superman. Head towards that vault looking door on the map at the front of the ship.
That's technically the rear of the ship, but yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's no indication. Also, the front of the ship is this one that's just absolutely flat.
Yeah.
That's not aerodynamic.
The front of the ship has a large glass pavilion garden in front that overlooks the ocean as you guys travel. It's not important.
I have major beef with how this ship was constructed, but all right, that's another
take it
day.
Take it up with the Aria engineers.
It makes sense for the cargo to be in the back
of
the ship.
I plant the bomb.
Though.
No bombs.
Please, no bombs.
I've played too much Helldivers this week. No bombs.
Oh, it's kind of good again.
It is kind of good.
Okay, David, did you still want to cast Detect Magic?
Yes.
All right. There's nothing magical in this room.
This place sucks.
This is where they keep the animal feed. Actually, let me double check the
dogs and I leave.
Do we want to go to the vault first, or do we want to check the other two areas?
I have to imagine they're all in the same place.
You all talked at the same time. Sorry, could you repeat?
We're not far from the vault. Cargo Bay 5 on the map is right next to it. Let's head there.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So you guys make your way out. I'm just going to treat all of your guys' actions for this turn as a movement.
Hey, make your way out. Dungeon Master, I'm noticing on the map that Cargo Bay 5 doesn't have a door going in or out of it.
Believe it or not, while I was taking care of my newborn child, I did not have the 800 hours it took to do a inch-to-inch blueprint of this aircraft.
I'm just saying, how do we leave?
Osmosis. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
The door into General Cargo Bay 5 would be open into the vertical corridor that leads to the central staircase.
That's where I assumed it was.
Thank you for using your imagination. I appreciate it. As a general movement, you guys move out back into the corridor. And again, it's not very densely populated. And you guys make your way to the rear of the ship. And as you... Hold on one second. Hold on, let me pull up. Let me pull up my note that I had for this. Burn, 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 burn. Okay, as you pull up to the rear of the ship, past the cargo bays, there's a you see a series of three large iron doors with cylindrical bolts running vertically from the floor to the ceiling, integrated in. So, like, hefty iron doors. Smaller doors with vault-style combination locking mechanisms are built into each of these wall-sized doors. You get the sense that during the loading and unloading procedure, the whole wall would basically be opened up and the valuable cargo would be brought in on forklift equivalent, magical forklift equivalent machines. But you are faced with three doors, all three tightly locked.
My guess is it's in one of the two on the sides, because the middle one looks a little bit more intense. And it doesn't have, like, it doesn't say, like, the vault on the thing. It just says, like, special handling. Also, random question. Do I know the color of the security's outfits?
Yes. So the two different types of staff that you've seen on the ship so far are the Aetherborn, the large appendage stretched out people. And they wear gray jumpsuits with numbers on the back. Similarly, the non-Aetherborn guard patrols that you've seen also wear kind of gray, kind of think like Civil War uniforms would be the era-appropriate dress. Kind of double-breasted, buttoned security guard.
And they're wearing the gray version? Oh, we're on the wrong side of history here.
I mean, it's not the Civil War in this world, just... The gray is the color of the staff of the Twilight, to answer your question.
All right, I'm going to change my cloak so it's the same gray color and material.
Okay. You take, is that going to be your action for this part of the run?
Sure.
Okay. Yurthsin disguises themselves in a gray cloak to approximate the appearance of a staff security member. Does the cloak, let me actually go back and read cloak of many fashions. Wearing the cloak to change the style, color, and apparent quality of the garment. Yeah, you know what? And I'll give it one more and say that the security staff would wear similar cloaks in the lower decks as it is colder and drafty. And at a distance, you could easily pass as a member of the security staff.
Sick.
David, Craig, Taspar.
Does the door look like it has a keyhole? This is a long shot, but I'm looking for a keyhole that I can see through.
The doors do not appear to have any sort of keyhole, no.
Okay.
My detect magic is still running. Is there any kind of like magic I'm detecting from these doors?
The doors themselves do not appear to be magic. Let's see. Sense of magic anyway, feel a faint aura around invisible creatures or objects. Does detect magic work through walls, or do you have to see
the spell is blocked by 1 foot of stone, dirt, or wood, or 1 inch of metal?
Yeah,
these are definitely in the threshold of 1 inch of metal doors and walls. So, no, you do not detect any sort of magics on these doors. So,
then we will do it the old fashioned way. Can I roll investigation to see what kind of security is on them?
Sure, I will treat your detect magic from before activating here as a bonus action. If you would like to roll, what exactly are you trying to check?
Security, the case of when we inevitably breach these doors.
Okay. Can I assist him?
Sure.
That'll be your action.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. 21?
Yeah.
All right. With a 21, you can understand the complete mechanics of these doors. The large, like, vault-style cylindrical locks that open up the whole wall are tied to a access key card that you see a control panel for on each of the walls. The physical mechanism is one of gears and ether-driven servos, so you get the sense that the whatever controller exists in the access panel would open the bolts from these doors, and then the doors would have to be pushed open seemingly by hand. The smaller style doors on each of the walls just appear to be standard combination locked doors. You would turn a dial to input a number to open the door, and the nature of the durability of which is that these are strong vault doors that could be bypassed through mechanical means.
This all seems pretty mundane as I use my, well, I know what I'm going to do next time, but it involves creating an acetylene torch.
Okay. Taskbar, yes. Did you do something this run?
Not yet. And you said there are no guards in this immediate area, right?
There are currently no guards in this immediate area. No.
Okay. I can be ready to use my strength to open something if we need, but since right now I'm probably the least useful person, I can stand watch.
Okay.
Unless Yurtsen's already doing that.
Where is standing watch?
I would probably be at, like, the entrance to this general area. Like, if we're, like, at the end, like, if this vault is at the end of a hallway kind of a thing.
Yeah, so, like, there's the long corridor that runs through the belly of the ship. And at the end, the very rear of the ship, these three vault cargo bays are built into the metal frame of the hull.
So maybe just, there we go. Maybe just 20 feet away.
Down the hall?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So in the common areas. That's smart.
Yeah.
And Yurtsen's with you?
I assume. I don't know what you're doing. I know they changed the cloak.
Me and Taskbar are a team right now.
Okay.
Unless can anyone in our group pick locks?
I would say that. This approximates the level of picking a lock is more like crack a safe.
Yeah, I think we might need Dave.
I have used my ability, right tool for the job, and I have made an acetylene torch.
On your next turn, hold on one second. I gotta roll for people.
Okay, right here. Sir Craig, would you mind lighting this for me?
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Next run. Craig and David, you seem
Mr. Ashbell, would you use your fiery magics to light this?
Before we get to that, can David just describe like what it looks like for him to acquire an acetylene torch out of the ether, pun intended?
I have tapped into the ether line to provide me the necessary materials I need, along with my ability says. With thieves' tools or artisans' tools in hand, you can magically create one set of non-magical artisans' tool. I have tons of tools, like tons.
So you can magically create. Is this just like no checks, no anything? It just assumes that you have the right type of tools
so
for the job. Are you creating thieves' tools in the shape of an acetylene torch? I'll let the flavor.
So here's the thing. In my inventory, I already have a set of smith's tools and thieves' tools. This is all flavor right now.
So yeah, so the right tool of job is going to give you advantage on whatever tool-based check you are going to do because you have the correct tools, right?
Yeah.
You have thieves' tools already. You have blacksmith's tools already. This is just flavor because you're about to make an attempt at opening these doors.
So yeah, I've created an acetylene torch. I'm just starting to go at the weakest connections of this one of the smaller vaults.
Back to my previous thing, just because I want to narrate it a little bit because you know we can work together on this. I think so. The ship is built with various forms of ether running down pipes, like through the core of the ship. You have seen the pillar at the like central staircase where various like glass tubes push, you know, electrical ethers and fire ethers and wind ethers to various portions of the ship. And I just envision, David, in this case, like you find one of these lines that runs through the, you know, the wall or the ceiling. This is an appropriate time for this flavor.
I just cracked into one of the fire ether tubes and I just like punched it straight into
ether tube with your tinkering tools, and you've made a little controllable a fire torch. I won't say acetylene, but you have a fire cutting torch in this moment.
All right, guys. Now, admittedly, this might be a little loud.
Where did the accent come from?
Still developing our accents. David Humanman is a ever-shifting form. What door are you trying to open specifically? Looking at the map, are you looking at the one on the side of Cargo Bay 5, the one on the side of the third-class dorms, or the one in the middle?
Oh, we don't need to go into the one in the middle just yet. We'll go on for the one on the left right now.
Okay. Make. Well, yeah, I guess for your action, and Craig, feel free to speak up if you want to do something other than help. I'm not trying to control you here. Do you want to do anything specific, Craig?
I believe I will just be helping.
Okay.
I don't think I have any specific abilities useful right now. Okay. So
I will say that in your capacity, you've worked with fire ether before. Your magics that power your weapon. You would not be unfamiliar with these. And so you provide a adequate assistant to David, who also... David, how would you say your character expresses himself with his familiarity with this type of technology?
He almost knows little too well exactly where things are and where they're supposed to be. And you'll notice every now and again he catches himself and then plays dumb. It's just like, oh, where's this supposed to be?
Oh, one of these probably has fire essence in it. Okay.
This one smells like burning. Let's use this one.
This one feels like burning. Okay, Craig helps, gives the help action to David Human. Go ahead and make a tool check with whatever proficiencies you need. I will say that if you want to get through either of the doors on the left or right, it's going to be a pretty high DC. I would probably put the ones on the left or right at 20, and then the big vault door in the middle at 25.
Okay. I use my action to create the tool, so no guidance right now. No. 18.
All right, you spend your action wailing away at this door. Someone's gonna say something. Sorry.
No, I was groaning at at his roll.
How close?
Yeah.
You spend a little bit of time moving at this door. You begin cutting at the hinges that form the bolts, you know, on that would cause the door to swing open. This is a dated, weird reference. Has anyone seen the movie Ever After?
Yes.
that scene with Leonardo da Vinci at the very end, where the princess is locked in the dungeon and the house servants are trying to get her out, and they go to Leonardo da Vinci and he takes the pins out of the hinges and he opens the door from the other side. I'll go down in history as a man who opened the door. That's what's going on here. You get through three of the five bolts within this action period, but you do not successfully breach the door. Watchouts. Do you want to change or anything that you're doing? Nothing has come your way yet, but I want to give you a chance to act if you'd like to take
Can I give Dave Bardic inspiration?
Is there a range on that? You're like 20, 30 feet away, right?
Yeah.
I believe in you! They shout down the hall. I will allow Bardic for the next roll. For this one, I think I'm going to let it stand.
Okay.
If you want to attempt the door a second time. Okay, going once, going twice. Nothing you guys want to do specifically?
Since I'm standing here, since no one's come to bother us, I'd like to actually spend this turn, I guess, make an active investigation check to see, is there evidence that actually anyone else has come here to do what we're doing?
That's a good idea.
It's a good thing to investigate. Go ahead and make an investigation check. Yerthsin, do you want to assist in this initiative?
I
want people to act. Ailey hasn't really gotten to do anything for this round, so
I got to change my cape.
I guess that was the round before. That was a bonus action.
That's fair.
Go ahead and take advantage on that. I'm going to say that Yerthsin helps.
Yerthsin helps who?
Helps you in the investigation of these vault doors. Okay. Yeah. On an 18, you actually do detect that one of these doors was previously tampered with. And it is in fact the door that David is currently working on. You see that the control panel that opens it, no, the combination lock has a combination lock. The control panel that was used to open the actual door appears to have been tampered with.
I feel like it's kind of like Caspar just kind of wanders over, is looking over David's shoulder, then he's like, wait a minute.
You look for other ways maybe to get through this, and you investigate the control panel. And
please tell me the door was not locked the whole time.
The door was in fact locked, but there was evidence that someone has tampered with the door control mechanism. Whether or not they were successful or not on 18, you can't tell. But yes, someone has been here. Okay, I have another die to the others. Okay, down the hall, you guys see a patrol of guardsmen in gray cloaks. They are maybe 50, 60 feet away. You know, they're coming down the hall. Again, movement speed and stuff, time between turns. We're playing that fast and loose. But you see them because you were looking for them, making their way down towards you guys. Just be aware of that.
Okay.
Is it our initiative now again?
It is now your initiative. You suspect that from the distance, the patrol will make its way to this portion of the ship in this action, one more action, and then they will be in the room with you. So you've got one safe action that you can do. Two, maybe on the third, you'll either have to address them or you will be caught. What would you guys like to do?
I would like to cast Disguise Self on myself. okay. and make me look like one of the golem automaton
okay.
creatures.
Do you have a number in mind?
Let's go with 76.
76, okay.
Because I don't... Yeah, I don't know. Have I seen any of these guys with, like, a tool belt or, like, anything, like, any maintenance workers that were, like, had anything?
Yeah, you would have seen these Aetherborn have, you know, multiple roles.
Okay. So, yeah, I would create, like, a tool belt as well, just to be like, hey, I'm working on something here. I'm fixing something here. Or at least I'm helping.
Okay, yeah, so you are making yourself look like a staff of the ship, and that you are assisting in repairs of this door?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, I like the way that this is going, especially with the tampered control panel. Cool. Okay, for your action, Craig, you'd cast Disguise Self.
Mm-hmm.
And... All right, Yurthsin and Taskbar.
So the guys aren't here yet?
Yeah, no, they are down the hall making their way towards the secure cargo room.
Gotcha. I don't know if there's, because I was just preparing for this to happen. So I don't know if there's much I can do on this turn.
Okay.
We could.
If you can think of something you can do to, like, prepare for it, I'd give you advantage the next time.
I don't think I can bardic myself.
You know, every man tries and it just finds it's not really quite possible.
I pull out a mirror and look into it. You've
it
got
takes
this.
A special class. It takes a special class of person to be able to inspire themselves.
To inspire yourself. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can just what do you see yourself doing when they do arrive?
I was just gonna pretend to be a guard and then explain that like there's someone's tried to sneak in. I was thinking of even maybe sort of hinting, what's that guy's name? The guy we gave
Benjamin
the false
DeMore.
Lizard. Yeah, I was thinking of kind of like mentioning him maybe. Or being okay. like Yeah, sort of like put the blame on him for why things are broken, but not like outright say it. What do you guys think of that?
I love that.
Absolutely. I just want to ruin this guy's day.
Yes,
I will say, Taskbar, if there's nothing specific you want to do, you and Yurthsin coordinate on your story that you're going to tell these guards. And
sure. How many guards are
advantage.
There?
Three. It's just a small squad of three guards. Okay. Nothing special. This is just like a patrol.
All right.
They're not coming to arrest the people tampering with the vault.
Of course they're not. We're working here.
Yeah. Working over here.
I put on
hey
my...
buddy, you gotta stay away. We're working with the fire essence over here.
I make my cloak billow and put on my most intimidating, don't mess with me, I'm rich and important and angry face.
This is our witness here. How about you pretend to be the witness that may have seen what was happening?
Yes. You can pretend to be the witness.
And I can be
or...
the guard.
Or you can be, again, as a DM, I don't totally like to change the path of things. So take this with a grain of salt if you want. But it could be Taskbar is the disgruntled rich person who's trying to access his valuables. And the door is broken. And for some, and everyone's trying to fix it, get the door open. But
yeah,
you're angry
that
and obsessed. Why is the door not working?
Doesn't yeah. I do it?
You guys have two rotations of the action before you have to deal with that. So
I'm emotionally preparing for this moment.
Okay. Craig disguised himself. Taskbar and Yurthsin are gearing up for the patrol. David, do you want to try to continue to crack the vault, or is there something else you'd like to do?
Just as you guys like look look back down at Dave like he's suddenly wearing a high vis vest and a hard hat. And he's just going to keep going. He's just going to keep cracking at this thing.
Man has a job.
Okay. It really is an interesting look of like, yeah, okay, yeah. This door is broken. We got to get it open. Okay, why are you using an acetylene torch? I don't know. I don't know the combination.
Let's see. Since Craig used his action, am I still getting help or am I just rolling raw now?
I think that was my action. So
I think you're rolling raw.
All right. So I will.
DC was 20 last time. I'll jump it down 2 since you've already made some progress. DC 18.
19.
All right. So on that, that concludes the player's actions. You crank up the ohms on your fire ether torch. And you blare through the final bolts holding the small vault door in place. And you know that if you tried, you could peel this door away from the wall and open the door. 1 second.
Can I tell Dave to not open it yet?
Yeah, you guys can discuss that out loud. As you need to.
I'm about Dave, ready to cast Thunderwave to like just slam it right open.
Dave, leave it closed for a second. We're trying to look like we're fixing this here.
Say
until
what?
The guards go past.
Guards? Wait, what guards?
Yeah, no one technically told anyone about the guards.
Man was focused.
Hold your horses for just a little bit.
Okay. Let me roll what everyone else is doing. I'm just going to reduce that. And, ooh, you guys are lucky today.
Oh, that makes me feel safe.
Okay. Yeah, you... the guard patrol on, you have this turn, and then the turn after that, the guard patrol will arrive. If you guys would like, we can just fast forward to that happening. I don't want to guys make you act. Okay. I am going to say you guys all kind of pass this next turn. I'm going to advance these. Hey. At the end of kind of the initiative, the guards see you, Yurthson, and Taskbar first, and they approach you and they say, "What's going on here? I wasn't aware that there was supposed to be a crew working down here today."
Oh, you didn't hear?
I mean, my orders from Central says just nothing significant about the patrols for the day. Can you fill me in on what's going on?
Of course. I swear it. They've got to get these orders out faster. We just had an incident with one of the doors. It wasn't opening properly, so we had to get a maintenance crew down here.
Ah, yeah. Okay. I guess I'll take this and he pulls it out. I'll make a note and make sure that Central, you say Central's aware that this is going on?
Yes, they're the one that sent us down.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, we okay.
Go ahead and make a check of your choice. As a bard, you have plenty to work with. You're basically doing persuasion?
Or deception. Both are plus 7, so...
I would say this is a deception. You're pretending to be someone that you're not, and you're lying to these guards to get them to do something. Yeah, so go roll a deception check.
What?
Oh, no! No. Oh, no!
I guess this is where I step in to offer advantage, right?
Don't you, Melee, have some special skill as a bard for this exact situation?
I feel like I do. I just can't remember it because I'm panicking.
Don't panic. Am I imagining things? Who's the class that can just basically take 10 on their rolls for charisma checks?
That, That is the College of Eloquence Bard, which is, I think, Yurtsin's character. I don't know what level they get that ability at.
Talking about the Silver Tongue ability, they get it pretty early.
Yeah, look at your character sheet real quick, please.
Yeah, it'll be on Features and Traits.
Silver Tongue.
Features and Traits.
Third level College of... at third level, yeah. You are a master of saying the right thing at the right time. When you make a charisma persuasion or charisma deception check, can treat a d20 roll as of 9 or more.
Yeah, it's busted. It's such a busted
ability. Yes.
So that's a 17, which is enough. Such a busted ability.
Let's go!
It really does just take the stakes, right?
It really does take the stakes out of low level.
Please, I just had a heart attack. Give me a second to calm down.
But you did roll a natural one, so I feel like there should be some consequences.
There could be some consequences.
Does anybody else miss Snake Lawyerman? I miss Snake Lawyerman.
Don't know what that is.
He made
Snake
my
Lawyerman
campaign.
Couldn't roll below like what an 18?
Oh, a
on deception.
Okay. Sure.
He was chaotic lawful.
I'm gonna say just for this, I think it's gonna be inconsequential. Taskbar, for your part, I'm gonna take your action to mitigate the effects of this critical shit, and let Maylee pull in their silver tongue ability. And you say what were you saying to the guards? And I go, okay. Well, I guess let us know if you need anything. Do you need any more assistance down here? I imagine looks like you got a couple crew workers. We can go and sully up more help if you'd like. This fine gentleman appears to be in distress, sir. Is there anything I could do to help you, sir? He's talking to you, Taskbar.
Just ensure that I'm never delayed in accessing my personal valuables ever again.
Well, we'll have to take that up with maintenance, but we'll see to it that you can get your things. All right, yeah. Have a good day. And they turn around.
I'm gonna ask the guard real quick.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to write a report for this, or do you want to write the full report for this? Because I had some extra information I got.
I mean, we're just on patrol. We'll make a note that we ran into you, but yeah, you should probably be the one responsible for the report on the maintenance request. And I mean, hopefully Central gets this stuff straightened out.
I know.
We'll let the other patrols know what's going on down here. We'll just kind of keep the area clear for you. So
thank you. And good luck with the rest of your patrol. Yeah.
Yeah. And they leave. You have successfully.
Just
you okay?
The patrol. Okay. Craig and David, you guys still have your actions. What would you like to do?
Are they gone?
I think we're good. Go ahead. Crack it open.
All right, here we go. I have a strength of minus one.
This is where you cast Thunder Wave, and there's a loud explosion, and the patrol comes running back.
Yeah, I realize Thunder.
I'm not
I'm
sure.
Thinking of Thunder Clap,
I also
and I don't have that spell.
Clap those trees.
And Thunder Wave is a level one spell, and I don't want to use a spell slot. So we're just going
say,
to.
I got a plus zero on strength.
Okay.
I'm going to just give it a firm push.
Make a strength check. It would be a pull. You can make a push if you want.
I mean,
I should have waited for a low roll and say that it was a push instead of a pull. Go ahead. Yeah, make a strength check. We'll say door this size 15. We'll do it.
As I go to pull, you'll notice the muscles underneath my shirt like ripple. Inorganically, as I use my armor ability, armor of magical strength, to use my intelligence instead of my strength modifier to yank this right open. Never mind.
Oh,
it's actually Poldor.
You try to yank it open. It is in fact a push.
Oh shit!
How do we do that twice in a row?
The door goes nowhere. Okay. Yeah, no, you fail to open the door. Craig.
You know, I might as well make an attempt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get this door open. Unfortunately, mine's probably gonna be even worse than Dave's because
I don't think that's possible. You know,
it's the exact same.
All right, so let's just paint the scene here. You all rolled very poorly this run, but by magical silver tongue, the bard was able to get the patrol to leave without any sort of conflict. The tinkerer and the soldier are incapable of opening the door. The door remains closed. I'm going to say that is the end of that turn. I'm going to.
All right, we're going to have to go with the nuclear option.
Gosh, holy crap.
Gosh, if only there was a strong barbarian in the party.
Perhaps Taspar is the nuclear option here.
Say what? You see me gearing up to cast Thunderwave?
Action players.
Hey, Taspar, come over here. We need your muscles.
Really hard.
All right, that'll be my action. I'll come over and I'll try to push the door open. I'll try to do it carefully. Like I'm not trying to like push it like so it falls. Like if it tries to fall, I'll catch it.
Good. I mean, that's a good point. All right. Yeah. That will clearly do it. Yeah. So after having cut the hinges off of this door, I'll say that the previous attempts by the other two, the three of you with Taskbar doing most of the work, managed to shimmy the door off of its mountings and push it to the side, giving you access to the vault.
I feel like you guys aren't lifting.
Lift with your back. And then suddenly, running down the hall is a very stout man with a beard, and he says, "You have to lift with your knees, lad." No, that doesn't happen.
I cast magic missile. Doc Durrigan
is busy in the merchant district. You crack the door open. I'm going to give you a free action for any one of you. You guys decide who to make a perception check.
Ooh,
I have a zero.
Do you want me to?
Go would make more sense for one of the three opening the door to do.
Okay, oh, gotcha.
I have a plus one. Okay, Taskbar, go for it.
You got this, Taskbar.
I give you a pinch on the butt if you want guidance.
Okay. Good roll.
It's needed.
Yeah, you have the front row seat for this, Taskbar. Through the straining and struggling of getting this door off of its hinges, the second that the air seal cracks as you pull it off to the side, you immediately notice something is wrong. From within this cargo bay emits a strong smell of death.
I freaking knew it. Sorry.
Something has died in here. The smell of blood is in the air. Has anyone ever actually been around like rotting flesh before?
Not human.
I've been around rotting chicken flesh. So that's like, I know rotting animal meat is like the worst. That is the smell that you get hit with. Like it is gnarly in here. Something is clearly gone down. And with that, that's all that 21 will get you, but you definitely,
yes. All right. Okay. I set the door against the wall and I warn the group. I say, I think someone's been here before us and they did not make it out alive. Everyone, be ready.
Okay.
I send my mouse in.
David.
Well, that might be smart.
Act fast. We got stories to tell.
Yeah, no, I send the mouse in.
Okay, David sends his mouse in. The mouse.
I'm realizing the homunculus servant has a fly speed, so he has like a little propeller cap and just kind of floats in.
Oh.
a little toque cap that
floats. Yeah.
Okay, David, go ahead and make a investigation check for your mouse.
Oh, for the mouse, using the mouse is at, okay, let's see.
Go ahead and use yours. I don't care if the mouse has a stat, but the mouse is the one doing the investigation, I assume.
Yeah.
Technically, David, 24. I guess you know you did warn him about it. Okay. 24? Okay. Yeah. So your homunculus flies around and can see a scene on the other side of this wall. This vault held all of the high-value cargo. The majority of the things listed on Cargo Manifest 2 would be found inside of this particular vault. Ornate chests of various sizes line the shelves, similar to the other cargo bays that you've seen. But many of them have been skewn about. They are fallen to the floor. You see a perfume bottle has broken. You see various pieces of jewelry. At the center of the room, near the opening of the door.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't this the room we turned into a red herring for what's his name?
Near the opening of the door, you see three large chests that had been pulled off of the shelf and into the kind of center of the room. And scattered askew around those three chests are the bodies of four lower class citizens. I guess 24. I will give you this for the 24. You recognize some of them through your homunculus. I guess, how much of your homunculus? Do you share a telepathic link with the homunculus?
Oh, or is this just it's just the homunculus. It's not like a familiar, the homunculus.
Well, then you don't know any of this. The homunculus is shocked because of
everything. No, the homunculus just went in to make sure we wouldn't get shot on sight.
Okay.
Send the cat in next.
Yeah, send the cat.
Send the cat in.
Because Craig hasn't acted, we're going to say that this investigation check, because I probably should have caught that, but we're going to treat this as the cat. And Craig and David, your action is this investigation check using your familiars. You see the scene that I just described. There are no traps waiting for you. There are no thugs waiting for you. But you see this scene. Jewelry, everything strewed about, chests that had just been pulled off of the shelf near the door, four dead bodies. They appear to have been in a martial conflict prior to their death. They have many bruises and minor cuts and scratches before their lethal wounds were incurred. Blood is seeping all over the floor, and on the 24... I will give you that you recognize some of these people from the time you spent at the tavern 2 days prior.
Okay.
Is there a spin?
Yeah.
Yes. Craig, you wanted to do something other than me stealing your action. Sorry about that.
I just have a question. Well, possibly a couple of questions. Am I familiar with mimics, and do these look like mimics? To my best.
I mean... It's the nature of mimics to be deceiving, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll tell you now, these are not mimics.
Okay.
That's what a mimic would say. I go up to a chest and I was like, hey, are you a mimic? You have to tell me if you're a mimic, otherwise it's entrapment.
And the chest says, nah, man, I'm cool.
All right, guys, it's cool.
Don't worry, the chest says he's not a mimic. Yurthsin, I'm gonna say you're the only one that's got action left for this round.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna get closer to the door so I can kind of peek in, but I'm gonna stay near the hallway to make sure that it looks like we're doing stuff. We're going to have to start coming up with a way to tell everyone that there's bodies here without becoming incriminated.
That's a very good point.
Okay, well, do you want to do anything specific?
I put the door back and I start casting mending.
No.
we gotta investigate first. We gotta investigate first.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. That was my turn.
Okay. No, nothing specific. Alright, there we go. Okay. Maylee, it's good that you waited where you were.
Ha ha ha.
Because down the hall, you see more people, making their way towards the vault rooms.
Gosh.
When you first notice them, all you see is two figures. You can't really specify their race or anything yet, but they are not guardsmen. And they will be to the space, not on this next action, but the action after. So,
okay.
They appear to be moving faster than the guard patrol was, I suppose.
They're heading in this direction?
They are headed in your direction at a speed faster than the guard patrol.
Gotcha. I'm going to get action my
players. Then. What would you guys like to do?
I'm gonna speak Tashbar and Crazy. Now, isn't this the vault and the crates that we specifically said like put a red herring on for that gentleman we don't like?
I believe so. Which would have been silly since this is the one we wanted to look at as well.
No, we didn't want to look at it.
You don't necessarily know that this is...
Oh, we got the wrong one? I see. Well, we should at least investigate their bodies, see what information they have on them.
Aren't these generic thugs?
Let me step in for a second. Just more flavor for what you guys are saying. You can reference the manifest if you want, but this was the vault room that had the fine silks, the silver tableware, the vintage wine, the royal asset transfer, the spices, the musical instruments, the furs, the gemstones, the perfume oils, the jewelry, the tapestry, and the exotic feathers.
Yeah, the jewelry that we said were magical artifacts.
Right. Okay.
Do you suspect that's what they were looking to steal?
I don't know. How much jewelry is still here?
Not much. You guys, I guess you could inspect for it.
Taskbar is going to step in to the room. He's going to investigate the jewelry. He's also going to check on the royal asset transfer and make sure that that's okay.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
Alrighty, come on.
And this one can be a spectrum. I'll give you something. You'll get something regardless, but...
Okay.
Come on, Bubba, come on.
13.
Okay, yeah, looking around, you can't necessarily see the lot number of the jewelry that you set as the red herring. But you do notice, because it's the largest piece of cargo in the center of the room, the three chests that have been pulled off of the shelf were one or three of 10 chests belonging to the Royal Assets Transfer.
Okay.
Inside of the, like, you peek inside the chests and you can see that these four individuals appeared to have been trying to steal the crates of gold that King Turwin brought with him on this voyage.
Those sons of bitches.
Looks like they were trying to bankrupt the old king.
Got what they deserved. I'm gonna double check the gold.
Don't say that when the guards show up.
It makes me wonder. Can I continue my investigation to see what actually killed these guys? Like, was it a trap set around the money? Was it something else?
Sure. With a 12, you don't know exactly what killed them, but it wasn't the traps. You suspect that these people were come upon by other individuals and were killed summarily by them. And then their bodies were just left.
If you guys would investigate more, there is more to be gleaned from that, but you probably could suss out some of it on your own. Yersin, Craig, and David, actions.
Can I make like an investigation check to see if there's anything from if this was just used for that page 2 of the cargo manifest, or if there's anything else in here as well?
Sure. Go ahead and make an investigation check. Yeah, you look around. You notice that everything from the cargo manifest listed in the page 2 of the cargo manifest appears to be here. But you don't think you had enough time to thoroughly look. So maybe there's things in here not listed there. Maybe some components of the page 2 of the cargo manifest aren't here. You don't really glean anything from that. So.
Okay.
David and Yurtsin.
What do you want to, David?
Okay, so we've established these guys came for the gold and whatnot, but the gold's still here? Like they failed in their attempt?
And yes.
All right, well, I want to see if I can identify anything that is missing.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Investigation check.
I will give myself guidance.
Okay.
Yeah, guide yourself.
23. I know everything that happened here. It's Batman Detective Vision. I'm seeing what happened.
You're seeing the breakdown. Okay. So with the 23, you notice, or you get the sense that nothing is missing. The patterns of the blood on the floor and the patterns of the disruption of the goods off of the shelves. You suspect that the broken perfume vial and the spilled jewelry was all a side effect of the encounter that happened in this room. That whoever killed these four people came with the intention of just killing these four people. And for the 23, you get the sense that their bodies were left here to send a message. And that by looking at the blood paths and the blood trails, you get the sense that some people escaped the encounter. There we go. Yeah. But nothing is missing.
Nothing of monetary value is gone.
I mean, these people's lives.
Well,
the bodies have hit the floor. Seether would be proud.
All right, disembodied voice in my head that gauges what I deem is and is not worth monetary value. Thank you for your input. Nothing of monetary value.
David is talking to himself again.
Nothing of monetary value was taken. These bodies were left here to leave a message. But by whom? Also, it seems that not all who were involved in the scuffle perish. You see, there are these bloody footprints that just kind of lead right out the door. It's wild that we miss those.
The footprints leading out the door are not footprints, so to speak. There are footprints leaving, but you can see that there's a trail, a line trail, being dragged through the blood. You get the sense
that was dragged out of here.
Somebody was dragged out by another person.
I take my UV light out and I just follow the line of blood.
There's jizz everywhere. Oh no!
Oh god!
Oh gosh! Why?
Black lights.
Jackson Pollock.
It's a Jackson thing. Pollock in here. Okay, Yurtsin.
Those guys still coming this
They're
way?
Still
coming down the hall at speed.
I'm going to see if they notice. I'm going to kind of like put myself in front of the thing with my cane kind of out, looking at them to show that I see them and I'm kind of blocking this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're like prepping an intimidation check.
I'm gearing up to intimidate them, yes.
Okay, sounds good. All right. The two people running down the corridor to you guys approach at speed. You see some interesting things about them. They are not human. They are well dressed for the races that they are. One of them is a stout dwarf. The other one is a short goblin. And as they make their way to you, you can hear them yelling at each other, and they're like,
What do you think this guy's doing here? We're supposed to have control over this region of the lower decks.
It's like, I don't know. We go see. It's no big deal. You want me to go and tell the boss? Like,
no, we just go figure out what's going on. It's just no big deal.
And they run up to you. And I'm going to say at this point, they have arrived.
Wonderful.
At least to Yurthson. They probably would not be able to encounter those in the vault door. But... they are here.
All right, I'm going to say gentlemen. One of them speaks and he says, oh, you first. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Where's your... You're not supposed to be down here.
The dwarf says to you.
Gotcha. Yurthson's kind of going to lean on the cane casually and be like, gentlemen, we seem to have had an incident down here. We were just... And I was sent down... Oh, I'm trying to think of what to say.
Okay. I'm actually... So, I'll take a break with what you have said. It's a good thing you spent your action previously to kind of prep this. So that was going to give you an advantage on this check.
Okay.
With what you just said to them, I would impart disadvantage to you. So, go ahead and make your intimidation check with a neutral advantage. I guess it's going to be a high DC, and I'm not just saying that because I know that your minimum is 17. Actually, does that apply for intimidation? Hold on, let's see.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
I think it's just where did I
Silver Tongue, persuasion and deception. Okay, yeah. So make your intimidation check.
Fourteen.
All right, there, we'll contest that. We'll say that the dwarf is going to be the one, and he's got neutral charisma modifier, so this will just be flat. That was only an 8. So we'll say you broach the subject, and he doesn't immediately do anything hostile. He says,
"An incident? What are you talking about? Of course there was an incident down here. You guys were supposed to clear out just for your own good. I swear, I was told my boss told you about this."
I might have to bring up my gang ties.
I mean, that would certainly be interesting.
Oh gosh. See, Yurthson is really, really quick-witted, but I am not.
Sure. Okay, then feel free to open it to the table, see what they would want you to do, and talk it out loud. We can take a break and do a little bit of a meta conversation on what we think Yurthson should do here, if you would like.
I would love that.
I think it's at this point where like the black light came out. It's like, oh god, it's everywhere.
I mean, I don't know if Yurthson knows what we've discovered in there, but like,
I did look through the door. I don't know if that's if I could see it from the door.
Right. You probably would have been able to see it.
But like, taking conscious clues.
But whether or not you have full awareness of
what's going on. I would have narrated what my cat saw when I sent my cat in.
Right.
Okay. So where are you, Craig? David and Taskbar, in my mental theater, they are inside the vault doing their inspections. They're Sherlock Holmes. Your cat is in there too, yes. Craig. Where are you, Craig?
I'm also in there at this point.
Okay.
So
what should Maylee do in this situation?
I think Maylee should maybe take into context these might be the guys who killed the thugs. It's possible there are multiple gangs on this ship and they've claimed this turf. Or maybe these guys aren't gang members. Maybe they're actually someone's personal guards.
Could I tell just by looking at them?
You would get the sense that...
boss.
These are not necessarily guards. They're not wearing uniforms. They're dressed nicer than the commoners that you would see on the lower decks. They are equipped. They came armed with weapons. So there's that.
Okay.
You did have an idea, but I guess they can't really weigh in on that idea. Because that's your own personal idea.
Ideas.
Do you think if I... this is going to the group. If I try to play it off like I was sent by the same boss and that like a rich person's down here and I'm trying to get them to leave?
Could be good. It might also be good if you can tease it out to find out who their boss actually is by bluffing them.
Could try that. I don't exactly know how I'd word it, but if I could just say that you're then tries.
Yeah. Feel free. Yeah, we don't need to role play it. Feel free to vocalize what Yersin would try to do.
Yeah, Yersin would try to like hint that they're on the same side as these guys and imply that they're just trying to minimize people seeing this area or like the incident or whatever.
All right. You are going to try to persuade them that you are working for the same person they are working for. Does only because you brought it up and I want it to play front of thought. Do you demonstrate your punched ticket or not? Do you
probably
assume?
Probably not. No.
Okay. All right. With that in mind, this is going to be a deception check of not low difficulty. I'm going to set it as this is an interesting situation. Because normally I suppose a deception like this would be a contest, but I can't weight the contest based off of like variables in play, based off of skill check. So I'm going to say that this is a DC 20 deception check. Your minimum is 17. So basically I'm ruling out your ability to auto do it. And you have to beat 13, I think.
Ooh.
No.
All right.
It's deception, right? So that like automatically goes up.
Yeah, it goes up to 17. All right. The 17 is a noble performance. As you are communicating to them that you were also sent by the boss to just watch this space, their eyes kind of slant a little bit and says, I was the one that was assigned by the boss to come and watch this place.
and I don't think I've ever seen you around here before. And the dwarf just kind of elbows his partner and says, "Hey, why don't you go and get the boss and bring him here?" And the goblin seems willing to accept this guy's instructions, and he turns and he begins to make his way down the hall from whence he came.
Okay.
I will say it's bullet time. So if you want to intervene, you can. But your check.
Maybe I can
failed.
Just leave the boss.
Maybe. Maybe.
Nowhere.
Do you guys think I should stop?
Yes, I do.
You want me to fight?
I want you guys to think about this. I'm about to piss my pants. I've had high blood sugar all day, and that makes me need to pee, and I've been drinking water because I have high blood sugar. Let's take 5. I'll be back here at like 8:42, and we'll pick this up here in a second. Go stretch your legs. Is everyone okay for that?
Yeah.
It kind of breaks the flow of things, but I don't...
Could I take a few more minutes? Because I got to take my dog out.
Sure. 8:50? Or 7:50 for Utah?
So yeah, that works.
Like 15 minutes? Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be back in 5 minutes, but we'll plan to start again in like 12. So.
Okay. Right.
Back in a bit, little everybody. Hey, buddy, little baby. Speak your inbreak.
Why are you drawing mice so hard?
Mice?
I thought this would be easier.
I mean, depends. Like, are you going photorealistic or are you going, like, cartoon mouse, in which case?
Photorealistic would be so much easier. I'm going the mechanical route.
Mechanical? Oh, I see.
Yeah. I already drew the cat. Wait, where'd my phone go? Oh, here it is. I'll send a picture of the cat.
You little guy.
Tried to make him as fluffy as possible.
Downright chunkster.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I have an idea for the mouse.
So what'd you get up to today?
Today I had work. We had the, you didn't go in, right?
No, I went in. We had that early open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. That line was so long.
Yeah, no, it's just, it always baffles me how popular the
fairy
tea is.
Yeah.
Cause people came and, with like lawn chairs and like just like ready to go, and just like
they were there okay. When I got there to work at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like they were going through the security feed, and it's just like, yeah, some people like showed up at like 3, 4.
Yeah, it's just there were like, already cars there.
Absurd.
I was so confused. I'm like, why are these people pulling up to my job?
Yeah, no, like the
what's happening?
So every year the library hosts this like fairy tea party, which is like a library wide event for like little girls to dress up as like fairy princesses and whatnot, and
fun.
Just have like a little tea party. But it's very popular. Every year the tickets always sell out. And yeah, we were just talking about how like some people were lining up as early as 3 or 4 in the morning already, and it's just absurd. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. I kind of had to walk over them when I was leaving.
Yeah, same. Because they were blocking the employee lounge.
Yeah. I was like, well, hello everyone.
Like, what are you guys doing? Anyways, Eric, how's school?
School's going fine. I've got a paper due on Tuesday night that I've been working on, banging my head against.
That's about right.
But learning a lot of interesting things about property law. We've been talking recently about wills and gifts and how you can legally give things away and how you can add certain conditions to things that you give away to give possession but not actual ownership. Lots of intricate stuff like that. So, yeah.
Sounds very good law.
Yeah, school's fine. And I've got an interview at the end of the week to try and get an internship for the summer.
Hey.
Yeah.
That goes well.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. It sounds weird to say I'm looking for an internship when I'm like almost 32.
Just talking about internships just like opens up all sorts of like PTSD in me, because just like I remember the very first year of the animation program, like the head of the department just breaks down statistics. It's like, all right, here's the percentage of you guys who are likely to get into the program. Then here's the percentage of you guys who will likely get an internship. And then here's the percentage of people who get internships who actually get jobs. And she's like, great, good, awesome.
Nice. That's not disheartening at all.
No.
I mean, he's very forthwith. He was like, I mean, that's fair. You don't want to hide that. You don't want that to blindside people, but it's just like, it really did just pique the anxiety. It was just.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, Achilles, I'm sure you're not missing. We're getting another snowstorm tomorrow. I'm sure you're not missing that at all.
Oh, no. We got a little snow this week in Utah, and I was like, dang, I have completely wimped out.
Yeah, no, we got like it snowed a bunch on like, what was it, like Wednesday?
Yeah.
And now it's already gone, but.
I went into like a hibernation mode that day.
It's lucky was at work all day watching it come down. Had to drive home in it.
Yeah, you are further up north, so you probably got more of it.
Yeah, it's actually still sticking around a little bit. I do have the most adorable video of my dog hopping around in the snow.
Aww. And you haven't shared it yet? Come on.
Let me share it. I got to pull out my phone and share it. I'm more than happy to share.
Also, is this what you imagined? I love that
drawing.
Okay. Is this chunky enough?
That is also exactly what I imagined.
Perfect.
While Sam's pulling that out, Achilles, my thought for strategy wise.
Yeah.
Get him go.
I'll take anything.
I would just, since I'm playing a barbarian, I'm always down to fight.
Yeah.
But like, since you're the character who's like facing this interaction, I would just say, you know, kind of weigh the pros and cons of like, if we let this goblin go, if he summons reinforcements or like reveals to his master, whoever that is, that we've been down here, you know, how compromised are we? Versus if we can take them both out right now, and then can we grill them for information ourselves?
That's true. I have some of the spells we can use is I have Vicious Mockery, but that does more damage. I have Silence, so I could put Silence over the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
and then get you guys to come help me so that no one would hear them struggling?
Well, I have hold person, so...
That would be great. I think I have command as well.
So command could definitely make the goblin, yeah.
I could use command to stop the goblin.
There we go. So,
These are the commands I can use. Approach, drop, which is like drop an item. Flee, grovel, which makes the target prone. Halt, which makes them not move. Yeah, those are what I
think
can do.
Halt would be, if we're trying to stop them from fleeing, I feel like halt would be the appropriate.
It's one action, and I think I can only use it on one person.
Which, the goblin's the only one leaving right now, so that's great.
Yeah, I would just immediately need help with the dwarf.
Yeah, it would probably start a fight.
But I mean, yeah, as long as Yurison lets us know, I mean, Taspar is... He's the barbarian, he's the tank, he'd be ready to brawl.
Okay, sweet. I will stop goblin then.
We got to make a point to remove their poison teeth. So, like, as we're fighting them, we got to make a point to remove their poison teeth, because we're going to want one of them for...
Removing his teeth?
Oh, you weren't here for that fight. Yeah, no, they have poison teeth. So,
we tried to take them alive.
For questioning.
Oh, yeah, no, I was here for the end of that.
Yeah, so, We gotta make sure that they can't, like, click down on that.
If it's the same boss. These guys seem a little less intense than those guys. I feel like those guys would just immediately attack, while these guys are like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, they're clearly working for somebody.
I mean, we could let him go get the boss, and then...
Look at that doggo.
Figure it out from there. I know, isn't he just the cutest?
He's so cute.
He is.
I've been playing tug with him all session.
Aw. I've been drawing a cat. I drew this mouse too. Wait. Let's see if it loads. Come on, buddy.
I will say, we will also need to think about what do we do with them once we're done interrogating them. Because...
Well, I feel it's just a misunderstanding. We don't want to encroach on their turf. We were just looking for something.
That's, you know, valid point. If we can convince them of that, great. If not,
then we kill them.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the little mouse with the...
Oh, that's adorable. Look at that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
This isn't even the right vault with the stuff that we want to find.
No, it's the one across from us. We cracked the wrong one.
We still got to break into a different vault.
Right?
The guys who are dead inside, they're not even the ones who came for the red herring. They were just trying to steal my family's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
Yeah, no, we cracked the wrong one altogether. So this was... That's egg on my face.
Listen, we ain't no snitches. We're not going to tell anyone if these guys are like, no, we killed those guys. I'd be like, that's fair. I don't think they did, though. I think these were some of their friends. Because this feels like more like someone who cared about the king or whatever was valuable in there.
Right.
I think these are two different factions. Yeah.
Which, you know, is interesting, because, like, the more factions that are on the ship...
You know, has anyone here played Deadlock?
I have not.
So it's a game Valve is working on. It's like a third-person MOBA shooter.
But I've played three rounds of that.
Yeah, it's such an interesting premise, because it takes place at, like, turn-of-the-century New York, so, like... Gangsters, mobsters, and whatnot. But, like, all the characters, except for one, are, like, all, like, gothic horror creatures, but, like, through the lens of, like, you know, New Century New York.
I love that.
And the most normal ass looking person is a librarian character. It's just like, you have no place being here.
That's great.
But yeah, no, they have like, I wish I could just find like a breakdown like all their characters, but it's like, it's the premise of the game is like you're two different gangs fighting each other who are representing different eldritch gods, I guess, demigods.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, no,
I'm just gonna put this in the off topic, just it's cool concept work.
I want to see.
That sounds rad.
Like yeah. this is a guy who's like, his whole thing is like he shoots fire and lights people up. It's like vampire lady.
Ooh.
Let's see. Like,
well, hello.
Oh, I love this guy's concept work just because, like, his whole design just, like, tells a story.
Oh, my gosh. This is sick. So this is, like, I'm guessing, like, the electric
chair. Yeah, he was, like, obviously, like, a prisoner, but he was, like, sentenced to, like, the electric chair. So, like, his powers are very electric-based. And there's another character, this guy, where they have dialogue with each other while they're fighting, if they fight each other on opposite sides, and he's just generally pissed off all the time. it's just such an interesting concept, because all the characters like are all like different. It's like horror, but it's like, you know, it's roaring 20s like gang warfare.
I love this. This is good vibes.
Interesting. Yeah, you have this like Duchess character who's like necromantic. Ooh, hand.
Oh my gosh, that's sick.
Yeah, no, all the, like, Valve has more money than God right now, and, like, they're just taking their sweet old time.
You know what?
Making this game that's perpetually in, like, early access, but it's just, like, you know, their character designs are just top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
And then this character stands out just by being, like, super, super bland. Like, she's like, you do not belong in this world full of monsters.
I am back.
Look at the dog.
That's what Bear does when I'm paying attention to D&D and not him.
Big dog.
All of these women are my type. Should probably what play this game. Oh, in the off topic.
Oh, Deadlock? Is that what this is?
Yeah, we were talking about like the gang warfare going on the ship right now, and we were like, oh.
Deadlock. Steam's worst kept secret.
It really is. Like, it's in like, you can only play it by getting an invite, but you can hand it, anybody who plays the game can hand an invite to anybody else. And it has an active player count of like 100,000 people.
Still in early access. Yeah, if you go to the Steam page right now, you can't. I'm going to check it. I'm actually curious. Is everybody back? Am I last? Sorry about the delay. I've got to.
Yeah, we're all right.
Oh, you're fine.
I guess, I don't know. Yeah. Deadlock is in early development with lots of temporary art and experimental gameplay. Access is currently limited to friends via invite or via our playtesters. And yeah, let's see SteamDB Deadlock.
This guy here has a freaking domain expansion. Like his ability, his ultimate ability is he banishes you to, oh, is it not loading
it's
the picture?
It's not working. Yeah.
Why? There are currently 100,000 people playing this game that's not officially released.
Yeah, this guy has like a domain expansion. He'll just like banish you to this like
hotel
room that you have to like find your way out of, otherwise you just die.
Oh my gosh.
And
sends you to a subliminal space.
The problem is like, even if you do escape, you just like spawn back where like he banished you, and chances are like his entire team is like now like surrounding you.
Dang! Wait, I love him.
But yeah, no, it's a love their character designs. It's good shit.
Mm.
It's Valve having fun and not trying to make money because they have more money.
Because they don't have to. They can take their sweet old time.
Love private companies for that exact reason.
I just wish Valve would hurry up with the Steam machine so I can, you know.
We got to wait for AI to collapse.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm willing to make it collapse faster.
Super excited for the frame. Is that what the VR? I was actually considering dipping into VR with this next one.
Yeah, the frame is also coming
out. I suspect that Western Digital says they've already sold all of their hard drives for 2026. Only February. Which means every other technical PC parts creator vendor is going to be delayed. RAM is obviously expensive too, but
fucking AI, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Achilles, if you want invite, I can invite you to Deadlock.
Oh my gosh, please!
Yeah, we'll tackle that after.
Please, let me know. If you feel like
the most exclusive club.
It's not a bad way to get people into a game by making
people it, talk like, about it
exclusive, and then you know your friends invite you. Yeah.
The one sucky thing is if you like don't have friends. I'm pretty sure I was the one that brought you in, right, Joe?
Yeah. Here's the thing. There's a Reddit page for it where people are like, anybody want in?
Yeah, you can. If you want it, you can get it. But like, it's been years. The game has been in development for years to varying degrees. And like, in a world of like lazy early access releases, this is a game that's not only early access, but it's like an exclusive club that, you know, like it's just Steam.
Well, they genuinely care because like if you pay attention to it, if you like have it installed on your computer, you'll just see it's just like, oh, update for Deadlock, update for Deadlock, update for like they're updating it like throughout the day.
Dang.
Like they care. They do.
I have to run downstairs real quick, but then I'll be ready. One sec.
And the spear of light goes through Yurthson's chest.
While Maylee's gone, I plant the bomb.
Someone set up us a bomb.
We're going to get into the other vault by just blowing out the wall of this one. Torch took too long, so we're just going to be a little less subtle. And then maybe blame these guys.
We could. That's not a bad idea.
Actually. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ya-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. On your head.
Ahead.
Mila la papino. Oh, look at the cucumber. Anybody grow up with VeggieTales? No.
Yeah. Yes.
I never watched the show, but on a road trip once, my parents bought a VeggieTales CD thinking that it would be a good thing to like play your kids on a road trip.
Oh, sure.
And it was actually a touchstone for my family moving on because it wasn't just the VeggieTales like sing-along songs with Larry. It was the VeggieTales rock and roll covers of like all the Christian rock bands. And so like Reliant K and I think pretty heavy bands did covers of these silly songs and they're all fantastic. we listened to that CD ad nauseum and I'm stuck in my head still today. okay, everybody back?
I'm ready.
Activate the holodeck.
Okay, I plant the bomb.
That would actually be a great way to play D&D.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
I have dreams. We came up with the plan, by the way.
You came up with a plan? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to use the command hold on the goblin.
Okay. Why is my tablet not opening? You will have to do that on your next turn.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I think that should work. That's just they have to be able to hear you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's command? Has everyone else taken the turn? I have it on my notes that that was the last action for this round.
Yeah, but... I was investigating. Joe was investigating. Sam was.
I investigated as well.
It's a round because we kind of really fast-forwarded the time, right? Okay, so that encounter happens. The goblin begins to run away, and the dwarf is in... your face. Okay. Initiative 20. Actually, here, let's see. Give these guys a chance to slide ahead of you in the initiative order. Little papini. Little papini. Do 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 do. Nope. Do 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 do. Okay.
But it's a minion, apparently.
Your guys is. What's a minion? Oh. Yeah. Let's establish the initiative order as, I guess, you guys decide amongst yourselves. What do you guys, now that we kind of are folding into a semi-combat, I want you guys in a fixed order.
We just roll?
Pearson first, if you want, or since we're kind of making a transition from semi-initiative to initiative, I'll let you guys, are all going to be next to each other in the order, so just decide amongst yourselves.
Do you want me to go first so I can cast hold?
Yeah, I think it makes sense for Yurtsin to go first since they're the ones on the front lines.
Yurtsin goes first. Who's next? Taskbar, Craig, David is what I have written down, so we can go with that unless anyone has...
Yeah,
let's do that. Second.
Okay. Taskbar, Craig, David. All right, Melee. Action.
Action!
Command. Hold.
All right, you speak one command word to creature you see within range. Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. What is your number?
That's a great question.
Let's hope this guy is not a cleric or a druid.
He's a goblin. They're not traditionally. It's usually eight plus your proficiency modifier.
Just because he's a goblin, he can't find God.
It's my save DC, right?
Yeah, it's your save DC, correct.
That's 13.
He is flat. Okay, roll.
20.
Plus zero.
Guys, I think he found God.
I'm glad that I rolled it in the thing because you guys wouldn't believe me if I had rolled the dice and got a 20.
With this dice generator.
Praise McGlubiot, guys.
That's insane.
All right. So in that moment,
he's every equation.
Yurtsin shouts, "What your one word? What halt?
Halt!"
Echoes down the hall.
Stop me, fiend.
And ye old goblin simply keeps on chugging. Would you like to do anything else with your turn action?
Can I do anything else?
Bonus actions, movement. I'm going to say that you are adjacent to this dwarf.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he in attack? Like, is he ready to attack? Because I just yelled hold, or would I have time to step back?
I would say with the way the intimidation check rolled out, he was not caught flat-footed, and the command spell has triggered him even more so. So his name has turned red, and he sees you as an enemy.
Ooh.
There's combat music red. That I don't have queued up.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Help!
What do you mean, help?
Help!
She called for help.
Bailey uses their bonus action to call for help.
Can I do it bardic inspirationally? Because that's the only bonus action I have.
Bro, I don't know how much... Can Bardic Inspiration be used on attack rolls?
Your sword's bard. But wait, maybe...
Could you get
I believe all Bardic Inspiration six, can.
1d to...
I think it can.
Potentially. Yeah. I would let you throw a Bardic at someone if you wanted.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Yeah. Not just anybody.
Once an hour, when the creature fails a d20 test, what the hell does that mean?
Anytime you roll a d20?
Is it
a
test? Is that what D&D Beyond's language is for rolling
d20? I guess.
Okay. We'll just make the house rule that, yes, Bardic Inspiration can be used for attack rolls or spell attack rolls. Okay, I'm going to consider Girithian's turn concluded unless there's something you want. Taskbar. Nope.
All right, I'll respond to my companion's cry for help. I will enter back into the hallway.
Need a hero.
I would probably say, just for movement purposes,
yeah.
I'll say from where you guys are in the vault to the opening of the kind of vault section is going to be one full movement just to make it clean and easy. To get to where Amelia is.
Okay, so going from where I am in the vault out to where Amelia is one movement.
Yes, it's okay. 30 feet. Keep tight.
All right, then I'll do that. And the dwarf is right next to Amelia.
Right in front of me.
Yes. And he has put his fists up, ready to engage in fisticuffs.
Oh, cool. He only has his fists?
On his fists, you see thick, heavy brass knuckles.
You wouldn't hit this face. It's a great face.
We'll see.
I wink at him.
Yeah, some mixed messages here.
He's been granted inspiration because of...
As long as he doesn't hit me in the face, we'll be fine.
Taskbar.
Okay. All right. The cane becomes a sword. We're going to bonus action enter a rage.
Hold on. Do you remember your passcode?
God, 1, 2, 3.
Two-factor authentication.
Hold on. I wrote the password down. And unless you guys think it's not fair, I would like
to. No. I very specific. The terms of Veterans Cane do say it does have a command word. Like that was only half a joke when I was going through that. Like it does have a passcode.
We'll say this. I won't let you stop this attack. But if you can correctly guess down to the character what the passphrase was, I will give you immediate advantage on your next attack with the cane sword.
So it was blood with an exclamation point, 1, 2, 3.
Close. It was 1, 2, 3, capital B, blood, exclamation mark.
Son of a
gun. I won't give you the bonus, but you were close. We'll say that the cane sword recognizes the owner in kind of that way where like, you know, when you've typed your password one too many times wrong at your computer, a little dialogue pops up. You're like, have you checked your caps lock? Do you need to reset your password?
So wait, it was 1, 2, 3, capital blood?
It was 1, 2, 3, capital B, blood, exclamation mark.
Writing that down.
I mean, you need your own authentication code for your sword cane.
I don't think, do I? Because mine didn't get made. Yeah. I stole mine.
That is true.
No, I think Melee's his is like purely mechanical. I think his is just a sword inside a cane.
That's not
the magical item.
Melee stole Vayne's cane sword, so it's just. Whereas David Humanman made the other one. So
I see. All right, raging. Taspers says. No one steals from the Varthas family or the Tirwin family. No one steals from the Tirwin family. And I'm going to hit this dwarf as hard as I can.
Hold on. Roll it back. Sorry, I got distracted typing. You say you went into a rage?
Yes.
What does it take to do that?
A bonus action.
It takes a bonus action to turn your cane into a sword. So I can't give you the rage.
All right, then instead I'm going to...
Beat them with the cane. Sorry.
I'm going to bonus... I'm going to say, Yurthson, you've got this one. I'm going to bonus action sword cane, action dash to catch up to the goblin.
Oh, okay.
So I can catch the goblin. And Yurthson, I believe in you.
Thank you.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Next, sorry, I switched on my app. That was keeping
track. Wait, did you want combat music in the background?
Sure. Throw some combat music on. I'm enraptured enough in what's going on. I don't even notice that there's not background music right now.
That's cool. It's cool. Anyways. Is it Craig or is it me?
Do you have combat music handy?
Yeah, just give me a minute here.
I believe it's
my turn next.
Yes, it's Craig's turn.
Craig, he will walk out into the hallway and be about 10... He won't go all the way up, mainly. He'll be about 10 feet behind. And I am going to cast... Hex.
Okay.
Using my bonus action on the dwarf.
Okay.
Okay. Choosing strength. So strength has disadvantage.
Okay. Cool. You curse a creature that you can see within range until the spell ends. That you deal extra damage. Also, one ability you cast a spell and it's strength.
Okay. Quick question. I did not read this. It just says when you hit it with an attack. Does that include a spell attack?
Yes.
Okay. So, I will point at him and hex him, and then I will load a firebolt into my rifle and shoot him with a firebolt.
Okay. Bonus action, action. Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Roll that attack.
Let's get him.
That is a dirty 20.
That will do it.
Woo!
That was firebolt?
That was firebolt.
Okay, yeah, roll for damage.
So this is 1d10 plus 1d6. The 1d10 is fire damage, and the 1d6 is necrotic damage, I believe.
Okay. It is necrotic.
Yeah.
All right. Big hit. A loud crack rings out as your rifle shoots this firebolt at this dwarf. It connects solidly against his chest, and he takes damage. David.
All right, I just see you guys like rush out the vault, and I'm just like, as I'm like investigating the blood, and I'm just like, "What, guys, what are we doing?" Honestly, and I pop my head out, and I'm like, "Oh, visitors."
So it's becoming more and more southern.
Are we killing them or? Yes. No. All right. Whatever.
Unalive. At least.
I fished through my pocket, and I was just like, get sand. I cast fairy fire in a 20-foot cube within range outline. So long as they're like within 20 feet of each other, I'm going to try to get both of them.
Fairy fire, range 60 feet. They are more than 20 feet apart. I'm saying the goblin has moved 30 feet from the door.
Dang, that goblin's fast.
Hey, man.
Gotta be
scrappy to survive in the boss lands.
I'm just picturing it because you said a short goblin, so this goblin is below average height for a goblin. So I'm just picturing like the legs going like.
Tony Parker was below short for the Spurs for their height, and he was one of the best basketball forwards.
Nerd.
Not important.
Okay, so
one of the things I know about.
So the goblin looks like he's booking it, like he's like.
is dashing gonna narc on us? All of his many, many speeds, yes.
Okay, how far away is he from me?
From you? How far up did you move?
Just imagine I'm just like at the vault, like just at like the entrance to the vault we carved.
The entrance to the vault does not have line of sight with the corridor, so you would have to move to at least where Craig is, which is a 20 feet of movement, and that would put you 40 feet away from the goblin.
Okay, by dash, that adds up to like 70 feet, so I could catch up to him. But then all he'd have to do is just take his turn and he can leap. I don't have a lot in the way of bonus actions. Well, we only need one person alive, so we can just kill the goblin, I guess. I cast Magic Missile at him.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll for damage.
You see the back of my shirt, like, tear open? You don't know why. Like, back shoulder area. And, like, these four... Is it four or is it three? Three... not very magical magic missiles. I think Iron Man tank missile type of situation.
Tank missile...
Anyways, are you the kind of DM who wants to roll all of them individually, or just, like, roll once and then take that total for all of them?
Magic missile hits automatically.
It does. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, for the damage.
But the damage... Oh, this for the damage. Is one of those ancient questions of D&D. I think all individual?
Great. Okay. All these are going for the goblin.
Okay.
8 damage total.
8 damage total. All right. And where exactly were you?
I was in the back. Okay. I guess I moved up to Craig to see him.
Okay. The 8 damage. Good hit. I can do math.
I can't.
Okay. He's still alive. Okay, that was David's turn. Anything else? I think you've exhausted everything, right?
Yeah, I don't really have anything good in the way of bonus actions, so that's it.
Okay. All right. The goblin is going to dash as quickly as he can. Can I use my
reaction to opportunity attack him?
The goblin is... Did you run up to the goblin?
Yeah.
I dashed past the dwarf. He said the goblin was just 30 feet past the dwarf.
Yeah. This is the weird nature of time frames. Sure. He will... He's still gonna... Oh, actually, hold on. Let me check his prepared sheet. He does have nimble escape, which lets him use his bonus action to disengage or hide on each of his turns.
Ooh,
so he is going to use that to disengage with his bonus action and then sprint as far away as he can. He is now 60 feet from taskbar.
I feel like this is a big misunderstanding.
And he is making noise. He's screaming like at the top of his lungs for reinforcements. So that was the goblin's turn. The dwarf
is gonna be like, "Hey, what are you guys talking about? He's shooting me with magic fire."
And he's just gonna start punching. And he is next to Yurtsin, so he is going to attack.
I can't help but notice this is the same music that the Dreamweavers.
Alright, if you want to be real, go turn on your goddamn music.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm wondering, like, are they the same crew? I
they just
question.
Show up in the background and begin playing to make it feel more intense.
It's just not the one, because like we know they're up to something weird, because we saw them in like the storage area too, looking for something.
All right. Guys, hear that, or do I need to?
I can't quite hear. Like, it's very, very quiet.
Can you turn it up on your end?
I can't.
Just right click on Better Craig and like turn the volume to like 67% is what I'm listening from it right now.
Is that any better?
Yes, that's better.
Anyways, I suspect they're the same crew.
You suspect that these are the Dream Singers?
I suspect the Dream Singers and these guys are working together.
Okay. Brick, aim enough punch. Here's. Nine.
Please don't.
Plus 5. 14.
He has disadvantage on strength checks.
Yeah, it's just an attack.
Yeah, checks are different, I think.
That hits.
Right.
We could grapple this guy, though.
You could grapple him. Alright, he's going to hit for 1d8 with his magic beasts. 1d8. He's going to hit you full damage. That's 11 points of damage. He gets you a square in your solar plexus.
Golly G.
Golly G.
And I'm going to leave it to you guys to track your health, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah,
gee,
I already
golly,
did that.
Gee golly gosh.
Gee golly gosh.
Does it show up on D&D Beyond?
It does.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh, you are not looking great.
No. Hey, David, you took 3 points of electrical damage at the beginning of this.
Right. Sorry. No, I'm...
Yeah.
Juggling some things.
Would David have any critical weaknesses to electricity or resistances to electricity?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, that's why I'm asking in a generic way.
You know, he would be as susceptible to it as most other people would be.
Alright, track that. Okay. That was your turn. Have multiple actions. Back up to Bailey.
Try to cast hold again on the goblin.
Hold on the goblin. No.
Hear me, right?
I mean, he's 100 feet away and he's screaming at the top of his lungs. So I would
range
actually
is
kind of say
he's 100 feet.
Yeah. So at the beginning. At the beginning,
range is 60, sorry.
He did the 30, and then on this last turn that he just took, he did another 60. So I guess he's 90. So I don't think that's the turn.
Okay. I could cast silence on him. That's 120 feet.
He just run right out of it.
I can cast full person, but I have to get closer. But I might have a plan to get closer.
Yeah.
On my turn. Yes.
Can I
give
my turn?
Yeah, you should do your turn.
Can I give him my
turn? You could rearrange your position in the initiative.
I mean, I can do it on my turn. It's not a...
Okay.
Take your turn, and then I'll do my plan.
Cast hold on the guy right in front of me. Actually, okay. I'm gonna cast grovel.
Command word grovel.
Yep.
Alright. Go ahead and make. I guess I get to say it.
Yeah.
13. I will roll this in the roller. It does not have. What's the save?
13.
It's. What am I saving against, though? I guess.
It's a. What is it?
charisma?
Oh, it's wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay. Yeah, this guy doesn't have any special wisdom.
It's just
going to
be a flat
1d20. Nice. Grovel. All right. You say grovel, and the dwarf just falls on him.
Oh, I'm too bad. I'm so strong.
Grovel. Okay, cool.
Cast as a bonus action. Bardic Inspire him, can't I? Okay. I would prefer if we didn't kill either of these people.
Are you tracking your Bardics? This is your second Bardic, right?
Yeah, how many do I get?
Third.
Again? You have three.
This would be her third because she gave me one earlier, I think.
This would be your last Bardic.
Oh, I thought I gave myself earlier. Are we talking about...
You gave me one when I was cracking the ball. You gave... Cash bar one, I think.
Okay, yeah, no, this I think so I already used three then, wouldn't it? Or is this my third
one? Just for simplicity, let's say that you've used two, and I'll give you this one if you want it, but it'll be your last one.
I'll probably keep it then, unless someone wants it.
Okay.
Unless someone's going to try something hard, like, Craig, do you need it, or...
This song is just the same 10-second loop it seems.
I don't think I need inspiration.
Then I'll hold it for now.
Okay. So, concluding your turn?
Back away from the dwarf? Because he's
prone. He is prone, so yeah, he's not.
I'm backing away. I'm hiding, but I'm backing up. I'm backing up.
Behind David and Craig?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll throw you. You're now 10 feet from the dwarf who's on the floor. Alright, taskbar. You're 60 feet from the goblin who's running down the hall full speed. You are 30 feet from Brick, and you're 40 feet from your party.
Alright. If I could use my whole turn just to catch up to him again to have him run.
Can you tackle him?
No, not if I dash. But... I think I am going to...
Ew!
See, Rage Frenzy. Okay. I'm going to bonus action enter Rage as Taskbar puts on the jets. Got his size lock on the goblin, and I'm just going to dash again to catch up with the goblin again.
Okay. So bonus action, and then you dash, and you are now even with... up.
Yes. And Sam says he has a plan to make sure he stops moving, so...
Okay. That concludes your turn?
It does.
Okay. Craig!
So, just to clarify, I cannot cast two leveled spells in one turn, correct? Even if one is a bonus action.
I believe that is true. Anyone want to verify?
So, if you want to cast two spells, one of them has to be a cantrip, and one of them needs to have the bonus action modifier.
Yeah, but you couldn't do a bonus action leveled spell and a bonus and a full action leveled spell.
So I can't stop it this turn. However, I will run through and I will dash through, and I will miss the step last turn.
All right.
So I should be by my math.
So you make it a total of 90. You are now 10 feet.
Dang, you can move.
Behind them.
So on my next turn, I should be able to cast Hold. I should be able to cast Hold Person.
Excellent.
Okay. I have a range of 60 feet. Despite whatever he moves, I should be able to cast Hold. As I pass Taskbar, I will call him a Slowpoke.
You time it so that your Misty Step happens somewhere in the middle so that your second dash, you're not teleporting past him, just so that you can tell Taskbar.
Yeah.
Okay. David, I believe, Craig, that concludes your turn, right?
Yes,
okay,
that's everything I can do.
So the dwarf is prone right now, right?
The dwarf is currently prone, yes.
and he has disadvantage on strength checks, is that right?
He has disadvantage on strength, and he's been hit by a hefty fireball.
Then this is perfect. So he has disadvantage on strength checks. I have advantage on strength checks because he's prone. I'm gonna go up to him and I activate my armor of magical strength, and I grapple this guy by just grabbing him by the neck and just lifting him up to my face.
Okay. So we're making strength. I have disadvantage. Strength, you have advantage.
So yeah, I'm gonna be rolling athletics.
Okay. And he will just be contesting it with. Also athletics? It's been a long time
since he's resisting, he can do athletics or acrobatics, honestly.
Yeah, his stash is not that verbose. He's got +3 strength, so we're going to give him +3 on the saving throw.
Alright, I rolled a 21.
Okay, I'm going to just do this twice because I don't want to learn how to use which.
Okay.
Rolled a 6. Okay, he is grappled.
Okay, I grab him, I hold him up to my face, while I'm grabbing him, I wrench his mouth open to see which of his teeth have poison.
Okay, make an investigation check.
I'm gonna use my daily inspiration on this one.
Okay, your answer for that one would have been, he's got teeth.
19.
All right. With a 19, you can see that he does not have a broken tooth. And actually, if you'll remember, Dub committed suicide using the poison in his cigar.
Right. Well, now I know that for a fact he doesn't have a poison tooth.
With a 19, you can see this guy.
Oh, he's so confused.
Really cares for his dental hygiene. All of his chompers are in good condition, and his gum line, pristine.
Maybe you see this while you're cowering, but now that Craig and Tashbar have left, you see that Dave's demeanor has become very cold, and he stands up, and his posture actually makes him out to be like really, really tall.
Oh, great! Now I'm cowering. I wasn't before. That was a tactical retreat.
As I'm just like holding this guy up by his like jawline.
Dang.
Okay. Anything else, David? That was your action, a little bit of movement, bonus action.
That's it. So I'll just continue to hold on to this guy.
All right, he can contest the grapple, right?
Yeah, and we just redo the contest.
I have disadvantage because of strength. No, is it just saving throws for Hex, or is it?
It's ability checks. I think it's just ability checks. It's not saving throws.
So it's not saving throw unless we're doing 2024 rules.
Okay, well this is a ability check. So he got 12.
Okay. 16.
Yeah, it's just a grapple. And he has another action.
Let go of me! I didn't do anything wrong, man. When the boss gets here, you guys are better watch out.
Don't kill him. This is a great misunderstanding.
Goblin Man is going to again use his nimble skate to disengage and dash another 60 feet. And at this point, he's 150 feet from the dwarf. And he is at a populated section of the lower deck. And he is yelling for reinforcements. So you can probably catch him, but the cat's out of the bag in terms of keeping this silent.
When you say more populated area of the deck, like where there are guards or where there's the public?
So there's not guards, but if you look at the map, he's made his way within screaming distance of the rotunda, and there are people,
you are safe to assume that he is not a lone soldier and that his affiliates are aware that something's going on at the vaults.
All right, bring it on.
No, okay.
Gjertsen.
Hey. All right, I'm going to walk up. The dwarf can still talk, right?
Yes. And I will actually say this. If you guys want to relinquish the goblin, I will pull this out of combat and the dwarf will not resist beyond the reactions of someone who has been pinned to the ground by a large man. So
I vote that we all come back together and try to interrogate the
Who did we lose? Looks Joe? Like we lost Sam. Joe?
No, I'm here. We lost Sam.
I'm blind.
I wonder if he realizes he's been disconnected.
We proceed for those who come after.
I vote we retreat and try to get the dwarf to tell us who his boss is so we can David, try to figure out what to do. But.
And Taskbar, I won't unilaterally make this decision. I'll let you guys decide what you want to do. Just meta table talk.
Do you, right as now. The DM, want us to relinquish the goblin?
You are free to relinquish the goblin or chase him down if you'd like. As a DM,
that's a Taskbar decision right now. I'm busy lower decks handling a dwarf.
Allow any
turn is it?
It is technically
it's
Maylee's.
Our turn. Communist manifesto begins to play in the background.
The players begins to play in the background. It's like a recording of someone reading it. I have one of Mao Zedong's little red books.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
It was an artifact I got. Well, artifact, I say. It's one of the things I brought back from my trip to China.
Dang.
It's a pretty cool collection. But, yes, I'm just asking, if anyone still wants to pursue the goblin, we will maintain kind of this combat order. Otherwise, we can just kind of go back to roleplay order, and the dwarf will be a participant in that.
Taskbar is going to keep chasing the goblin for sure.
Okay, I will allow that then. Maylee, feel free to roleplay if you'd like, but Taskbar is still going to chase the goblin.
All right.
I'm
like a euphemism for something.
I'm going to just be applying shocking grasp on this guy until he passes out.
No. Don't, I need to talk to him. Please don't make him pass out.
I seem like lost in my own thoughts right now as I'm like watching this guy seize.
Oh my gosh.
Craig is having technical difficulties.
All right. I need to try to get my robot, I mean Dave the Fighter, to let go of the dwarf.
What?
If I just ask Dave to let go, to drop the dwarf, would he?
Roll persuasion.
Okay.
You'll be fine. you can't roll.
You can't get below 17.
Yeah.
I will roll nonetheless.
If you roll a 1, we'll talk, but.
Seventeen.
What?
Can you please put the dwarf down?
I take out my manacles and I subdue him.
Perfect. I'm gonna crouch down to the dwarf's level and be
I'll
like,
"I'll say that the check that the dwarf did on his turn to escape." Was you applying the manacles, so I'm not going to contest it. So consider him
manacled. Plus, he's also technically still prone.
Yeah, I think technically he's incapacitated from the grapple, so.
Yeah, he's not moving.
Yeah, the only things he can do are try to escape, and at this point I'll say that he is restrained with manacles, so.
Okay. Tamea, listen, this has been a huge misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? What are you talking about? You attacked me. You attacked me and my friend here.
Yes,
man. Well, better watch out.
Who's your boss?
Who's my boss?
Yes, who's your boss?
Who's my boss? Man, if you don't know who my boss is, you must not be from around here.
We're not. I shock his nipples.
Alright, are we doing real shocking damage, or...
No, please, no more damage to the dwarf.
He won't
He's
die.
Already handcuffed.
If we need intimidation, I will let you know.
We're gonna do a contested persuasion on the off chance again.
I can't be melee and intimidated persuasion, are you kidding me?
No, not the dwarf. You are trying to persuade him to tell you information. So yeah, for your action on this turn, melee, he is going to contest.
Oh.
Do I need to roll?
Nope. No, we're just going to let that one ride. You ask, who is your boss? And he says,
man, if you don't know who my boss is, you're not from around here. Anyone who's anybody knows of Mr. V. He runs this part of the ship. And man, when he gets here, he's going to have words.
I bet he will. Listen, I don't know what's happened here. I'm assuming you know what happened. It's what's in the vault.
Of course I know what's in the vault. I was part of the crew that... you know what? No, I don't know what's in the vault. What are you talking about?
You just confirmed you know what's in the vault. I'm not... Let's not lie to each other.
He's not responding anymore. I'm going to consider this is the end of your persuasion.
I slap him.
No, we'll come back to him.
He works for Mr. V, and Mr. V owns the lower decks, is what he says.
I don't want to be an enemy of Mr. V. I've decided that just sounds exhausting.
Taskbar, your action.
Oh, I realize why my audio sounded terrible.
Why?
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, it's really
I'm going to dash. I'm going to dash to catch up with this goblin again.
Okay.
And I don't care if his friend's around. We're going to bonus action frenzy, and I'm going to swing on this guy.
All right.
I can't control my team.
Wing away.
I did not spend two whole turns chasing this goblin.
Chasing this goblin just to let him be. No, that's fair.
You know what? Okay, have fun.
I appreciate the moxie.
He shouldn't have ran. It triggered your predator instinct.
It did.
the fight. They should have backed away slowly and maintained eye contact.
Exactly.
A reckless attack.
Okay. I am trying to follow. Reckless attacks. So 14. That means you get advantage. 14 is enough. Tie goes to the runner.
Let's go.
That will hit.
Seven.
Okay, yeah, your cane sword connects with him. And this goblin is not looking good, but he is still up. Is that seven? Is that 1d10 plus 5? Okay, so you roll 2. Okay. I track. Good. Did you add your rage?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Gosh. We're going to have to fight so many people.
That's what I'm built for.
It's not what I'm built for.
All right. Craig is not here. He was with Taskbar. Let's see. What would Craig do in this situation?
He was going to cast Hold Person.
He was going... Man, this is hard because I think seeing you attack him, he's just going to shoot this creature. He's going into AI mode, and they never make the right decision in the moment. So I'm going to say that Craig loads another firebolt into his gun and takes a shot at the goblin.
The goblin.
10 plus, what's modifier on this? Plus 5. Yeah, okay, that'll hit.
1d10. No way. What is the damage on Fireball? It's just straight up 1d10 with nothing extra special added to it. All right. Yeah, he barely grazes him. He only does one damage.
What? Dang it. Oh, Craig. Gosh.
AI Craig.
AI Craig. I'm sorry. Oh, darn. I failed to hit him.
It's a mimic. Shoot him.
The hit counter said 95%, but you know it. That's not how it worked.
XCOM, baby.
Okay, the dork is restrained. The goblin is next to Tashbar. At this point, he has seen people acknowledge his cries. And he is going to defend and attack. He pulls from his belt a lead pipe that he swings at Tashbar.
Good luck, little guy.
He'll have advantage because Tashbar reckless.
That is true.
Oh, maybe less good luck then.
There's my two rolls.
Oh.
Good thing for the advantage. 17?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Boing. 1d6 plus 3.
Did he get you in the knee?
8 damage, Craig.
It'll be cut in half because you're raging.
I'll take 4 damage.
He hit you in the knee. That's about as high as he can go, right?
Boing.
He's got a lead pipe. I didn't say how long the pipe is.
That's true. It could be so long.
The pipe connects and there's just no reaction.
Yeah, like snort a booger, expecting it to be full of blood, but it's just blood. Or boogers. You spit out. Okay, takes us back to the top of the order. Yurthsin.
Hey. I've got a dwarf.
You've got a dwarf and his undivided attention.
All right, buddy. Listen, this scary man right here, I'm going to point to Dave. I'm just going to let him have you again. Electric shock, everything. I don't want to do that. I would rather us just have a conversation. I think this is a misunderstanding. So I need you to cooperate with me or I'm going to have to hand you over to him. I'm sorry.
Well, we're way past misunderstandings here, sir. You need to understand, people who work for Mr. V, we take honor and strength before all else. I'll never betray that my brotherhood.
All right.
You can make a persuasion check, but it's he's gonna. What exactly are you asking him? Are you trying to get him to do?
I was trying to calm the conversation down, but you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, no. At this point, he's like, you guys attack them. His goblin friend is being pursued by a bear.
That was the goblin's fault. He again. Activated his predator instincts. You never run from a barbarian. Everybody knows that.
Why are you running?
Why are you running? Let's see. Dave, do you need any help with this guy?
You see my posture is relaxed and like I've like gone into myself. Whatever do you mean?
Never mind. I'm going to vicious mockery this guy.
All right, hit him with vicious mockery.
All right.
I've made the mirth and mockery.
It's a wisdom saving throw of 13.
Vicious mockery, not just a spell attack?
No, yeah, it's a
cantrip. Save. Yeah, it's a wisdom saving.
Wisdom saving throw. Okay. He rolled an 8.
That's a fail.
Ain't gonna
do
it.
Roll a d6.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's got a headache.
I hope he can feel my irritation, as I am very irritated. I'm also going to stand up and walk away. just kind of look down the hallway to see if they've caught the goblin. There's really nothing I can do right now.
All right. Taskbar, your action. I'm going to roll a dice here behind the curtain. Taskbar?
Yes. Back to me?
Back to you.
Okay. All right. the goblin is still up in my grill, so I can attack him normally now.
Yes.
We're going to go reckless again.
Did you guys see the notification?
From...
Oh, yeah. Looks like Sam's not coming back.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bummer. That sucks.
That does suck. Just when his character was doing some cool-ish. All right. I connect with the goblin for 8 more damage.
You do connect for 8 more damage. You did not specify non-lethal, so Taskbar, go ahead and narrate how this goblin dies.
His lead pipe connects with my leg. The only reaction I give is to immediately thrust my sword through his chest.
Just straight through his heart.
Yep. And then
guys, we have to go into hiding.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Who are all the people around you? Are they like other goblins? Are they passengers?
If you look around, all you see, I mean, is passengers, people in common clothing. You don't see anyone screaming reinforcements. There are no guards. So,
do they all
dead goblin witness body. This? Yes.
It's just a goblin.
It's just a goblin. But you're raging. This is not things that Taskbar would be thinking about.
No, but this is going to be messy.
Please don't attack everyone that moves.
I bonus action.
Slowly back away.
I bonus action make my cloak billow.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, and you're billowing cloak, and you look around, and you point, and you say, "That's what happens to anybody who disrespects Taskbar."
Yeah, no, I plant my bloody sword between my feet, and I don't know, wait for either a reinforcement to step forward or the cops.
Okay, and you're just strong move. Wait, down the corridor, okay.
And I'll tell Craig. Go back and help the others. Take care of that while I hold attention here.
I like it.
And Craig responds and says, "Actually, I have a better idea. I've got some some reagents in my suitcase. I'll go get them. I'll be right back." And he runs off in a completely different direction than you would expect. Back up the stairs to the cabin.
What the heck is a reagent?
Calm. You know, like he's a wizard.
That's what Taskbar's thinking.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, so Taskbar, Craig is out of the order. Is the three of you with a dead goblin and a dwarf. You have one vault open with 4 bodies decaying inside.
Hear me out. We accuse the dwarf of murder.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Hey, what was your name?
My name is... That's not important.
You're going to be our fall guy. It's going to be very important.
You're going to be our fall guy.
Oh, now why would you do that while you still have teeth? I take out pliers from my tinker's kit and I rip one out.
Oh, and I couldn't stop that. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Would you like to make an intimidation check to see if you're having any effect on? I'll give you advantage because you're pulling teeth.
Sure. I am not charismatic. Oh, I did not do that. It's, 18.
That's not right. 18. Okay. Right. He is not intimidated.
Turns out the one I ripped out had a massive cavity in it.
Just a massive cavity. Oh, thank you so much, sir. That's great.
Good job, Dave. You're a dentist now.
Okay.
Amongst other things, I start eyeballing the rest of his teeth.
I'm still treating us as if we are in this role-playing initiative.
Okay, so... okay. I drag him back into the vault with the other dead bodies.
Okay, so... David, on your turn, you take the dwarf and you drag him back to the vault. Yeah. So, Melee is in the opening to the vault room. Taskbar is 150 feet away, waiting for the police. And yeah. David is in the vault with the dwarf. That takes us back to Yurthson.
Okay, I'm going to cast, Disguise Self.
Okay.
I just want to make myself look like a not like fully different, but like just a little
anybody
bit
else.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can even still be a tiefling.
I won't even require any spell slots for this, since we're just role playing. We'll say that you use your magics to disguise yourself as someone else. Anything else? There's your action.
That's my action.
Okay. We're going to move forward. Taskbar.
Yes.
People are staring at you. This body of the goblin is twitching the final death throes of a life cut short.
All right.
You see in the pocket of this goblin a faded picture of a family of goblins. No, that's not true. This guy doesn't have a family.
We all have families. I call out to the crowd. I'm like, someone go and fetch the guards.
Okay. Make a persuasion check or an intimidation check, whichever one you feel like you are.
I'm proficient in both.
Okay.
Well,
what?
They are cowering in fear of this sight. And nobody moves to do anything.
Fine, I'll do it. And I pick up the goblin.
Okay.
And I don't want to split the party.
This has really gone tits up.
You think?
I will say that you are holding the corpse of the goblin. What would
I
you
think
like
my
to
rage
do?
Ends.
Okay.
Because I haven't taken damage or attacked anybody. Which means I'm going to have a level of exhaustion.
And Craig has gone ahead and T-posed through the floor.
Craig ran off to go and get some reagents.
Oh, right.
I will just walk back down the hall towards my party with the goblin.
You're coming back to us after making a scene? Are you insane?
No, because here's the thing. I don't want to split the party. I think what Taskbar would actually do is Taskbar would probably leave. Taskbar probably actually would not go back towards the party, but I also don't want to split the party.
I appreciate that. You go back to the party. I'll say you're walking down the hall back to your party. David, your turn.
Is there anything good in the goblin?
We're in jail.
The goblin does not have anything of significance notes. He does probably have some money that we can go through for
the I'm not going to lose his money.
You'll murder him, but you won't take his pocket change?
No, I'm not a thug.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
David.
All right, I throw the nameless dwarf in the pile of other bodies and just like, you know these guys?
No, I'm not saying nothing.
Make an intimidation check.
Can I help at all?
If you wanted to help, you are next in the order, Melee. So if you want to...
We're going to have Melee do this, because Melee, he has a positive charisma modifier.
He is certainly more adept at intimidation.
I'm going to have this be the help slash guidance.
Okay. So you use your action to cast guidance, or bonus action to cast guidance, action to do the help action?
Let me actually see. Guidance is an action. We'd get more mileage from the help action, so roll with that advantage.
Okay, Manny.
Okay.
Plus. And what exactly are you trying to extract from him? You're asking if he knows these people?
Kind of like what he knows about this situation overall. Like who these people are. Do they know who attacked them? Because he said he was in here earlier. Do they know how they died? Stuff like that.
Okay. Sure. You're asking what he knows about the situation. Got it. Intimidation plus guidance. Hachi machi.
Well, that's actually only an 18.
Oh. Yeah? Did I type it in wrong?
Yeah, it's...
Oh.
Yeah, it's K1.
Oh, yeah. K1 plus 4. I always forget that.
That's all right. 1 plus 4.
So it's 14 plus 4, 18. Guidance? Doesn't guidance add a 1d4?
Well, guidance is an action, so it's either use my action to perform the help action, which gives advantage.
Oh, okay.
Or do guidance, which adds plus 4. Right.
Okay. And in this case, we did
statistically speaking, advantage.
That's two more. 18 is a pretty good intimidation check for 18.
Perfect.
You get down in this guy's face and you ask him with the cold voice of someone who's not unfamiliar with death in the streets, and you ask this dwarf, what does he know about what happened here? And he does not pass on his saving throw or contest. And he says, you really must not be from around here. Everybody knows what's going on. They were supposed to send a message. These are the guys that cheapskated old Benny DeMorris, right? All we were supposed to do is track down the guys who screwed him over and send a message that he's not supposed to be messed with, and which we did, right? He contracted one of the auditors to clean up this mess, and that's what we were doing.
You did kill these people.
Of course I did.
Okay, just checking.
I was one came looking to see who was messing with the crime scene.
We don't even have to accuse him. We don't have to accuse him.
Oh yeah, he's actually guilty.
We killed these people. Dude, we need to get the guards here.
There are no guards around.
Yeah, let's just leave them.
We could just close the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just motion out as we start closing the door.
I'm telling this to you. I don't want the dwarf to hear, but if Mr. V's guys were able to get in here before, do you think they could do it again?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I don't want that.
Can I roll a medicine check to see where this guy's major artery is in his leg?
Sure.
Great.
I'd actually just say you would know where it is.
All right.
You don't need to roll medicine. It's too grand.
I take a long, thin needle, and I jab it right there so that if he moves, he'll bleed out.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Okay.
He is holding extremely still.
And he's still handcuffed. Huh, nerd.
There's a needle in your aorta. You can chase me and pull it out. all right. Taskbar.
Yes.
As you are walking back to the rest of your party, you feel a tap his femoral artery. That's right. Shoulder.
Uh oh.
Okay.
And a voice that's deep and surly says, Are you the one responsible for my dead man there?
You mean the one he's holding? Sorry.
I am.
That was a mistake that you will pay dearly for.
You got this, Taskbar.
Then why don't you come and purchase it right now?
Okay, so to describe what you see, as you turn, you are confronted with
three people is what it would have been if you had Craig. So let's say two people. The man who tapped you on the shoulder is big. He stands well over six, almost 7 feet tall. He is a Goliath. He is wearing a fine maroon silk double-breasted suit, silver pocket square, white cuffed button-down shirt underneath. In his mouth, he's got a long cigar, very reminiscent of Stubb. His fingers, which are bruised and cracked and swollen, are adorned by a series of gold rings. Every single finger has a ring. His face is scarred with cuts and bruises, fresh and healed. He has two small horns on the forward portion of his head, one of which has been sawn short down to nothing. And a tattoo is visible, poking out the collar of his shirt on his neck. On his back, he has a large, ornate longsword. And he's not alone. With him, he brings a... let's see, I had this. Which one of these do we want to do? He brings with him a Kenku, who is dressed similarly in better than average clothing and gear. He wields a crossbow and he's got his weapon poised and ready for combat. I'm not going to throw you guys into combat yet, but that is who shows up.
I am also in fine clothes, a little bloodstained. My cloak is still billowing, yes. And my sword cane is still drawn. My eyes are extremely intense and a little dilated. I will...
Because you're exhausted?
About to maybe not be. Okay. I will slowly put the goblin down and casually take the sword in a ready position and say, I am up to here with jumped up cutthroats, thinking they can interrupt the plans of a better man just because they wear some fancy jewelry. Oh! You can either get out of my way or you can submit.
Oh! Okay. What are you trying to accomplish?
Intimidation. They can either surrender or we can have it out right here.
Yes!
Okay. Make an intimidation. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of how this would play. This is not a man who is going to be intimidated to the point of retreat.
Sure. Would he be intimidated to the point of discussion?
I mean, you're not in conflict yet. So actually, yeah, make an intimidation check.
Cool. I technically do have disadvantage because of my exhaustion state.
Dang it.
Okay.
So
the Berserker Barbarian is so bad.
But it was the one that best fit my character.
And I like that, and I'm willing to roll with it. The tactics of running down the hall and burning all of your rages to kill the goblin, I don't know so much about. But
don't worry, I did not burn. I only burned one rage.
Okay. 14 on intimidation? It's like two more.
Yeah, 14 on intimidation.
So with 14, this isn't enough to have this be the scene from Full Metal Alchemist with Armstrong and the teacher's partner, where they're flexing their muscles. but he seems to appreciate your attempt at strength. And so he
is going to respond to what you said and say, actions have consequences. And when you act against my family, you act against me directly. Pray tell, what can you do to recompense for your actions?
Basically, he's going to open up a dialogue and not attack you directly. Whether or not you actually want to discuss with him?
No, I'll dialogue.
Okay.
Instead of live as a tree.
I got
recompense.
That.
Recompense. I'll treat you with anyone who's worth treating. Your man died in open battle, engaging with an enemy he knew nothing about.
What happened here? Tell me from the beginning. And I'm going to say this whole time, he has not stopped walking. Oh. So I guess if you want to try to stop him, he is making his way to the vault.
You're approaching me?
I will fall in beside him.
We're just outside the vault, right?
I've started like sealing the door shut. I've started casting mending and just sealing this guy in.
I will fall in beside him and say, my crew and I came to investigate. We found dead bodies. We were interrupted by your men interfering.
At the mention of a crew, says, you have a crew? Who's backing you then? Is it those...
My own men.
Those demons in the streets? No. Is it one of anyone who would oppose? Is it someone opposing the company?
I am my own faction.
You are the leader of your crew then. I respect this, I suppose.
Yeah.
He takes a big drag on his cigar and he blows it in your face. Not like he's trying to aggravate you, it's just he does not consider you when it comes to where he blows his cigar ash.
I respect you. Blows everywhere.
Yeah. I'm going to let this subside for a second, and I want to flip back to Kai, Keely, and Joe. What would you guys like to do? I'm going to treat that Mr. V and his subordinate are sharing the initiative order with Taskbar.
Have you sealed the vault, yep. Joe?
Sealed it right up.
Do you have any plans? Because I was just going to look around the corner and see if I could see what
brush my hands off on my pants, which you realize, like, I look spectacular. I don't look like the guy who was just in combat, who slung any spells or anything. Like, my clothes look just as clean as I rolled out of bed this morning.
Who is your tailor?
Don't worry about it. Anyways, I sure hope Taskbar isn't getting himself in any more trouble. Let's get out of here.
And, turn the corner.
it's been a busy day.
You think we'll be able
to... Hey, who's that coming down the hall?
Yep, there it is. Oh, gods.
Another body for the pile, I guess. I take out the acetylene torch to open the vault.
Oh, my again. God. Maybe we could open the other... No, we'll wait to open the other vault. We'll wait to...
Do you stay where you are, or do you start making your way to...
I'm planning on using this wall as a barrier.
I can't be bothered. We're going. We're leaving.
The door's closed. Okay, David begins making his way back to Taskbar. Meili, you follow?
Yeah. I'm staying behind him, though, as a human shield.
Okay.
My health is still pretty low, guys.
Weapons drawn, or what's the situation here?
I've not drawn a weapon once.
Fair enough. I guess.
Yeah, I didn't draw a weapon either.
Yeah, I suppose you didn't. All right. You see a Taskbar walking down alongside this intimidating Goliath man. And he's talking to you, Taskbar. And
would I be able to
tell that like this is like a boss of a. I can probably tell this is the boss, right?
You do not need a perception check to tell that this is the most powerful man on the floor of on the deck of the ship.
Well, I still don't look like myself, so I'm gonna slouch a bit and go up to Taskbar and be like, "What's up, boss? What seems to be the problem?" And I'm still wearing that security cloak thing, so I look like my vibe is that I'm like working for him, but I'm disguised as security. So like, anyway.
Yeah, this man sees you and again doesn't acknowledge you. Just continues talking. He says, "My associate on your back. Do you still have the goblin? Did you leave the goblin?"
I set the goblin's body down, not carelessly. Yeah, the Kenku can pick him up.
My associate was not alone. Where is his partner?
Left him with my men.
Again, he keeps walking. With your men, he better, his well-being better be assured. Otherwise, there will be even a steeper price to pay. And he's walking to the vault.
I'm also
That's
walking.
Fine, we sealed the vault.
I talked to Yurthin. Where is the dwarf?
He's in the sealed vault.
Why did you seal up the vault? I wasn't done looking at it.
It was very funny at the time.
Oh, we were done.
Okay.
I'm going to clobber David.
I would not recommend starting a party conflict right now.
I'm standing between you and David.
This man continues to walk towards the vault unabated.
The goblin.
The goblin is dead in the corridor down there.
I'm asking Taskbar as a character. No, you're good though.
You're good. All right. Yeah, and he gets to the end and says, Where is the dwarf?
I look at David meaningfully. Where is the dwarf?
What dwarf?
Is that genuinely what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is the other one who was here who attacked Yurthin?
Oh, that guy. He left.
Left where? This is not the time to play games.
He left.
Okay. He's going to make a perception check. One second. Let's see. I will roll this one because it might have significance. This guy's perception. Perception is typically based off wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's just a plus one.
Look at that. He failed. He failed hard.
No, I broke. What did I just type?
Oh, you typed in, you rolled a d20 and then you just typed in one.
Does it not process spaces?
Oh, okay. What's happening? You gotta be cheating.
You rolled a d20 twice.
And this is the same roll over and over again. But yes, he rolled a 20 and a 1. Whatever that roll was.
He crit failed. But, that's unfortunate.
No, that was a miscalculation. We're not.
No, that's a shame. His all right, I guess we're just gonna go back upstairs.
One. All right. He gets to the end of the corridor where the vault is, and he makes a perception check. And he looks around, and immediately his demeanor changes. And he looks at you, Maylee, and he says, You work for this man?
Yep.
And where did you get that cane? It belonged to an associate of mine. I've been looking for you. And this is where we're going to roll initiative for a proper combat. If we want to pause here, I will pull Craig back into the order if he's here the next time. We can keep going, but
I'd rather wait for Craig.
On that natural 20 on his perception, he sees Vane's crane that you took from him,
recognizes it as Vayne's cane and connects the dots and understands that you three were responsible for Vayne and Stubbs' death.
Wait a minute. Stubbs was responsible for Stubbs' death.
That's true. Okay. Stubb kills himself.
I mean, he doesn't know that.
We just like it put on the record.
That on the moral record of the universe, yep. That Stubbs' death was
Black Goblin and Vayne.
His death was a suicide.
Honor suicide. All right. So here's where we end. And depending on, I hope everyone can make it the next time. You guys are in the foyer of the vault section of the ship. Mr. V's subordinate is locked inside of the vault with a needle in his femoral artery. Depending on if Craig's here or not, there might be another minion with Mr. V. Next time we will be jumping into combat with this particular individual. And we'll just leave it at that. And actually, to make it more interesting, let's say that you guys level up.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah, we're gonna bend the rules a little bit. In the planning that I've done in the last couple of sessions, the only person hurt to any degree that it would really make an impact on stats would be Maylee. He got clobbered pretty good. But feel free to level up to level 5. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. The things that I have planned, I need you guys to be higher level to make things more interesting. So next time we will start, you'll be level 5. I think this is where things kind of maybe will slow down in terms of leveling. We'll see. Yeah, we'll jump into this combat and we'll resolve Mr. V and the bodies in the vault. Sound like a plan?
Well, that sprinting paid off. I have fast movement now.
Hey.
If you sprinted once over the course of like 2 rounds, and it's like, yeah, that's enough cardio.
I think I figured this running thing out.
I
got made fun of by one wizard, and it just hit different.
Yeah, he said, one wizard taunted me and unlocked something in me.
And now I can move 40 feet.
just awaken the sprinter in you.
That's a sprinter feet?
No,
it's sprinter barbarian class.
Oh, sprinter barbarian class. Okay, right. I really need to say the modern classes more. It's so easy when it's just the 5, like 5 or 6, 3.5.
Well, that's one of the classes. Original classes.
Yeah, but it didn't have all of these class variants. You had like the option to be damage built barbarian or like damage resistant built barbarian, and that was the extent of the 3.5 barbarians. But
you're out of touch, old man.
I'm out of touch.
I just want to say, this is not how I planned this session to go.
Never does.
I fully had planned you guys investigating one or two or three of the pieces.
Well,
of
we
cargo.
Tried, but some things just kept happening.
There were bodies. Yeah,
some things just keep happening. I like it. I like it. It's great. Running into
I
the
like
bodies.
The aura farming that David and Taspar did at different moments.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about either.
The aura farming?
I was at no point aura farming.
When you held the Dash dwarf bar, one-handed up into the air?
I was just grappling the guy.
Okay, yep. And when Taspar had his bellowing cape and he was like...
Okay, he was aura farming.
Yeah, that was aura farming.
That's what a billowing cape is for.
No, I totally support it. I love it. Great energy.
Thank you.
Energy. All right. It's a shame that Craig had like got dropped. I would love to have this fight right now. I'm alert and ready for it.
That would be
awesome.
What was that?
Sorry, I said that's good for you. That you're alert and aware. I've been up since 3:30.
Hachi machi.
Have you not slept? Like, I mean, yeah, like Achilles.
Not everybody can sleep during the day like you do, Joe.
Oh no, I can't. I just was playing Minecraft.
you just didn't?
Yeah. I mean, I slept at night.
Okay. Cool.
3:30 a.m.
Cool. When should we play next? This long gap was too long. If we could do...
So I just got asked to cover the office next Saturday. So I'm off the table for the 28th.
Okay.
So
I can do
weekdays. I can do weekdays just fine.
I can also do weekdays just fine.
But I understand most other people can't.
I can't do Fridays. How's law school
right now, Eric? You slammed?
I've got a paper due on Tuesday that I got to spend some time focusing on.
Gladly pay there for the hamburger four on Tuesday.
I'm free. If we're talking about next week, I'm free Wednesday or Thursday. And that's it.
Wednesday or Thursday next week. Okay, my school's spring break, my kids' school spring break's not till the end of March. So should we just plan on the 7th? That work for everybody?
Yeah, I can do the 7th.
That's standards. I would love to do faster than that, but
yeah, the 7th should be fine.
All right.
Now, who wants to do in-person Curse of Strahd?
Me.
It's a lot of fun.
Great.
I do.
Eric, you good to fly in?
I'll see what I can do.
That'd be awesome.
I have the Durst Manor all planned out.
Ah. Let me in.
I'm trying. You didn't even bother to sign the sign-up sheet.
I was conflicted and I thought I would be able to talk to you.
All you had to do was sign it. Put your name down. I know Emily's for it, but
he would have worked around you. You were the only person to sign up.
You were the only person to give me a hard yes.
Wasn't there another name on there?
Yeah, it was me. I was trying to get the ball rolling. Oh. I signed my own sign-up sheet.
Oh, my
gosh. Nice.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, what happened to all the other people that signed up?
Nobody signed up.
No, I mean, like, last time.
I don't know. Like, they either, like, quit or they're working other places now. They're just not at the library.
Of punks.
So yeah,
how dare they.
It's just I'm realizing the Venn diagram of people who like to play D&D and people who are socially well adjusted and have similar time schedules is like a thin line.
You're asking also, a like, lot here.
Adults who have lives, unfortunately.
Oh, don't remind me.
Yeah, no.
Why do you think I play D&D?
To escape the corporate chicanery you have to put up with every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, are you friends with Emily on Discord? Because apparently I'm not, so I tried messaging her, but...
Oh, she... I'm not sure, actually. Yeah.
Because I ran into them, similar to you, I just don't run into people. And I know they voiced interest.
Was their name Emily on Discord?
No, they already called themselves something weird like Wacko Pig.
Oh, I am friends with them.
Yeah, shoot them a message, see if the... Because I did the damn foolish thing of I cleared the previous Discord group.
Oh.
And then I realized as I was doing that, I was like, oh, I apparently can't message certain people if I'm not friends with them or share a server. And
I'm going to try my very hardest not to get angry at the fact that Joe is so disenfranchised with my campaign that he needs to start another one in the end.
It's Curse of Strahd.
No, Clay, I just have a lot of free time during the weekdays.
A lot of free time.
Wait, what did you want me to say?
Oh, just shoot a message to Emily, see if like... You know, she wants to play Curse of Strahd on Thursdays. Well, it doesn't have to be Thursdays. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and honestly, Sundays are the days I'm almost guaranteed not to need to cover the office. So, That's what I plan for.
What happens if you tell the dice roller just to roll a 37?
They'll just act as a random number generator. It won't give you a picture.
That's a good point. Otherwise, if you do roll just like 16, it'll just roll. Oh.
It's a Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Oh, it'll just give you an orb.
I am orb. Which is 1 to 6. Okay, yeah.
Anyways, hey. Wow, we're all still here. Mm. You guys want to play Baldur's Gate?
Nah, if we're not continuing this campaign, I should go to bed.
Yeah, it's like I should go help with my baby, who am I here crying? Yeah, so,
all right, but I'm ready. Craig, you gotta banish recording, Craig. He's been recording all of this.
I'm ready to hop into combat next time.
Let's hop into combat.
I guess we can talk about our levels. I went up one level and I took heat metal as a spell.
Ooh. Heat
metal. A game-breaking spell if I've
ever seen
one.
That's very in theme for how you like to torture NPCs, Joe.
I'm not torturing anybody.
You torture every NPC in every campaign I've ever seen you play in.
Name one.
You did get a little torture-y there.
There's also that one shot I ran where you played an Eladrin police captain and you cast heat metal on a tiefling prisoner you took.
They're resistant to fire. They're fine.
Yes, that meant you could draw the torch longer. That was your exact thought process.
It's more of like a general inconvenience for them.
How do I banish Craig? Ah, that's where it is. That general that got full of other stuff.